Lubbock, Michigan, has now officially endorsed Trump. It's one of the most populous Muslim cities in the United States because he says Trump is trying to stop World War III. I wanted to kick off this Monday, September 23rd broadcast with that news because I've talked to people all over the United States, gotten calls from all over the world, and folks from Africa, Latin America, Asia, Europe, everywhere say they're supporting President Trump because he wants to stop World War III. And Russia says if those Storm Shadow missiles that Biden almost 2 weeks ago greenlit start raining down on Russian territory, that Russia will officially be at war with NATO and all of its members, including the United States. This is total and complete insanity. Coming up, some of the best news yet, though, from RFK Jr., and Trump's been publicly saying it, he has a plan that will work to drain the swamp. He knows how to do it. He explains how he got hoodwinked last time. That's coming up next segment. The bad news is, on top of the Storm Shadow missile announcement, Israel is going into Lebanon. They're carpet bombing it. They say they're going to destroy the entire south. This is total insanity and an escalation right into potential Armageddon. We're also going to be looking at the latest developments in poll numbers from the real polls that show Trump surging ahead and the fact that that makes the deep state even more dangerous to take out President Trump. But first, I wanted to play this video from Austin, Texas yesterday when we were flying out to Pennsylvania where we ran in to the former head of the NIH who was deeply involved in the development of the Wuhan virus, the poison shot, and pitching to the American people. Our confrontation with former NIH director Francis Collins right now. Then more reports and Owen Schroyer straight ahead.
We're good. 20 plus million people dead from those shots.
We just confronted the former head of the NIH, Francis Collins. He's one of the villains with Fauci and the entire Wuhan operation and the cover-up, the origin, and then the poison shot. Now, he's since backpedaled some, but that doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. He needs to be held responsible. So Fauci and Bill Gates are the very worst. He's down here part of the way, and he started to come public and admit that this was wrong, but they did. The lockdowns, the poison shots, all of it. And when I said to him, you're about to see it, 20 plus million dead, he nodded his head. So maybe he has a soul. Maybe he's going to go public. Good. Redeem yourself. Turn state's evidence, like Redfield and others have started to do, and come all the way out, because the globalist operation for depopulation and what these shots do, turning off the immune system, is all public, and it's not going away, and it's destroying faith in the system and in the medical system, and it's going to bring the system down. So those of you in the system need to join with the people, and you need to come out for Nuremberg 2 and be witnesses against those that will be held responsible. And you know the punishment for crimes against humanity. You know what that is from Nuremberg with the Nazis. All right, here is this confrontation.
We're good. 20 plus million people dead from those shots. Well, truth's coming out about you and Fauci. How's it feel to kill more people than Hitler?
You're writing some folk songs about it?
Go ahead.
You're writing some folk songs?
You'll never get away with what you did, your bioweapon. You're in a lot of trouble. Nuremberg 2 is coming.
Get his face. Good. We'll be exposing that guy. All of them are going to prison, Nuremberg too. They can run, but they can't hide. The truth will get them. Mass murderers.
I love New York.
God bless you, brother. Former head of the NIH came up with poison shots, everything right there. Sure. I know we had a few seconds, so I hit him as quick as possible.
Yeah.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Developments yet in the Ryan Routh attempted assassination of Trump in Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach a few weeks ago just broke. We had the intel on Saturday. We were asked by the feds not to break it till today, and now it's officially breaking. $150,000 bounty, 5 hit teams in the U.S. tracking and hunting President Trump, trying to kill him right now. We're about to break it down.
News today.
On Saturday, I posted an emergency news update with a lot of exclusive news. And if you remember, I'll show you a clip in a moment, I told you that we had even more information about how these five hit teams in the U.S. trying to kill Trump are being funded. But I said I couldn't tell you and was asked not to talk about it till Monday.
The information I'm about to break comes from amazing sources, some that are public, some that aren't. Japis Sobic is one of them. The other sources confirmed what he was telling me separately. I'm about to lay that out for you right now. The DHS is saying this is a very serious, real threat, that there are three foreign-funded teams and two, at least two, maybe more, domestic teams trying to kill Trump. Now, the news that will break Monday and next Tuesday and Wednesday is the coordination that is going into all of this. But at this time, I cannot get to that information. Again, Jack, on the Monday event, we'll be bringing that out. But Tucker Carlson at Reading, I'll be bringing it out. And then on Tuesday, we'll have more info on the podcast, and Wednesday when all of that finally drops. And I can't release this information yet. But I'll give you a little hint. How many times has the CIA and the Pentagon been caught funding Al-Qaeda or ISIS as proxy armies? And even the Al-Qaeda and ISIS don't even know who's funding them. So these could even be foreign terror groups or Iranians that have been allowed into the country in the last 3.5 years by Biden, who think they're getting actual orders, but really they're getting orders from somebody else. Or they believe they're being paid by somebody, but they're actually being paid by somebody else. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well, today, the DHS, Homeland Security, released the information on the letter from Ryan Routh, the reported attempted assassin of Trump 2 Sundays ago in Florida. He left a letter at the scene of the shooting, or the attempted shooting at the golf course, saying that there's a $150,000 bounty out on the head of President Trump for anybody that can shoot and kill him. And that was the other information I was given from Jack Posobiec and my campaign sources at the very top of the campaign. The reason I point that out is DHS broke that this morning. They asked us not to talk about it because of ongoing investigations until Monday. So now you understand that everything else I'm telling you is on target as well. Trump has already canceled a Pennsylvania event. It was this week with the Polish president. He reportedly is pulling back on others and has been publicly saying out there that, you know, he used to play golf, but maybe it's too dangerous right now, which is a good thing because the globalists want Trump dead. They've already tried twice that they've been caught doing, but the same sources told us there's been other assassination attempts
that the public has not been told about. And that's why Trump keeps saying nice things about the Secret Service, because they reportedly stopped it. So this is a big deal. Most of the evidence here points towards the deep state wanting a cover story. There's all these hit teams so that they, with mercenaries or other groups, can try to kill Trump, even with a surface-to-air missile taking out his aircraft, and it'll be believable. So there's a lot going on here tonight at the Tucker Carlson event in Reading. Myself and Jack Posobiec will be breaking down even more intel that we've been asked to embargo until tonight. But as you can see, DHS went ahead and went with the story. Jack Posobiec's been posting on X about it. And this is something that all Americans should be very, very concerned with. I am here just outside Reading in another town, and we went out for coffee this morning, and I got mobbed by the locals. Black, white, old, young, Asian, tourists, you name it. People are really awake. I was in a coffee shop, shook the hands of half the people in there that were listeners, people behind the counter. And then when I was leaving, looked over, there was a black guy, younger black guy, watching a Trump clip on his phone. So the buzz is out there. The numbers are incredible. Rasmussen shows Trump is surging in battleground states way past Kamala. That's why they're trying to kill him. If they thought they could steal it, then they wouldn't be trying to kill him. Trump won in a landslide in 2016. He didn't win in a landslide in 2020. That's how they were able to steal it. He had a small margin. But the numbers are bigger landslide this time. So their only go-to move is try to kill Trump or start some giant war, cyber attack. New viral release, God knows, with 41 days left what they're about to pull. But we are on the case. We are focused on it. We are breaking it all down. But just huge developments. Other assassination attempts we don't know about. Five hit teams. The reported attempted shooter assassin in Florida trying to say that he's the guy behind the bounties that are out there on Trump, and that he's connected to the CIA, and he's a U.S. Foreign Legion fighter in Ukraine and recruiting fighters for Ukraine. This is just classic intelligence agency type garbage, and America's fighting for its life right now, and the system knows we are so close to getting Trump in, and Trump knows how to drain the swamp now by putting in good people. He's got Congressman Massey and Senator Paul and RFK Jr. and so many others already advising him way ahead of even the win on the advanced team to be able to get in there and make sure the right people get into the federal government to turn this republic around and drain the swamp. So huge news. Absolutely crazy that this is going on. And as I said, back when they tried to kill Trump and Butler over 2 months ago, I said, for every assassination tip you know about, guarantee there's two or three others that you don't know about, and other cases where they got close but weren't able to again. So pray for President Trump. America and the world is at a very, very serious inflection point and crossroads. Be sure and follow us at Real Alex Jones on X. Be sure and follow Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer. Be sure and follow us on InfoWars on X and Band.video and InfoWars.com/show. The people are hungry for the truth now. Share the links. You are the Paul Revere's. Just remember, if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer hosting today's Alex Jones show. We do have more from Alex coming up in just a minute and the rest of today's transmission. But I've got a lot of other stuff planned as well. I want to kind of lay that out for you before we go back to Alex, who will be with Tucker Carlson tonight in Pennsylvania at an event that is already sold out, like all of other all the other Tucker Carlson events. So we're going to dive deeper into this story. Why did the DOJ release this letter of the would-be Trump assassin that was somehow able to get by Secret Service and hang right out at a golf course for 12 hours, even though it was already a known security soft spot? Media would go there with cameras all the time to try to get pictures. They already knew this. How was that possible? How did he have Donald Trump's schedule? He had Donald Trump's schedule, ladies and gentlemen. So if it was 99.8% that were positive, there's a leaker in the federal agencies or a mole in Trump's inner circle. Now it's 99.999999. So we'll look more into that as well as some of the other developments around that story. We've also got some news dealing directly with the election. A strange endorsement for Kamala Harris over the weekend. You'd think this is the kind of endorsement you wouldn't want, but they did it. IRS for Harris. Wow. IRS for Harris. I'll tell you. We'll see how that one goes. Now, we've got a ton of geopolitical news here. And Alex is going to get more into that, but I'll come back with some of this geopolitical news in the second hour as well, dealing with Israel, Iran, Lebanon, what's going on there, also Russia and Ukraine. But there's a situation in D.C. where if you read in between the lines, these world leaders are not interested in meeting with the current administration. Joe Biden is done. He basically just shows up and fills a seat. So he's worthless. You might as well just put a mannequin in these meetings. They know that. And then there's Kamala Harris, who's just not a serious person. She's a cackling hyena. She's a clown. As Tim Walz said, she's a prostitutor. So they want nothing to do with Kamala Harris being there. And also, you know, Middle Eastern leaders want a serious man to be involved in these very serious geopolitical conversations, not a cackling, hyena, non-serious woman who likely was able to get her place in politics by serving the needs of people in California like Willie Brown. So we're going to cover that. What's the deal with CNN and Kamala Harris now saying, oh, we're going to have a second debate, but Trump won't show up. It's Trump. He's a chicken. He's a coward. I'll tell you what's really behind that. And then this illegal immigrant story isn't going anywhere either, ladies and gentlemen. And we got a ton of news on that as local activists are now getting much more vocal, especially in some of the deepest blue cities. Chicago, New York, Philadelphia. And so there's some crazy news out of there as well. And then Speaker Johnson, what an absolute spineless squish this guy is. He's going to pass the continued resolution and he's not even going to get the SAVE Act. Did you hear that? He's going to pass the continued resolution and he's not even going to get the SAVE Act. So, I mean, folks, that's basically just letting the Democrats bend you over in the prison cell and not even putting up a fight. Just saying, okay, just go ahead. I'm just going to go ahead and bend right over for you. How many are there? How many of you are there? This guy ended up being worse than Kevin McCarthy. This guy ended up being worse than Kevin McCarthy. And that's not to say the ouster of Kevin McCarthy that, you know, hindsight being 2020, that was a bad thing. I'd still say it was a good thing, but Speaker Johnson, no doubt, has been worse than Kevin McCarthy. And then some big news dealing with some of these Hollywood celebs that attended Diddy's freak-off parties. Something big could be about to drop there. But is it going to go the way of the Epstein deal, where they just kill him in a prison cell and then the whole thing just goes away and they have nothing? We shall find out. We'll get more into that, too. But now we go back to Alex Jones with an update on the Israel situation and the conflict in the Middle East.
I'm about to play you a clip that is the Rosetta Stone of draining the swamp. Now, what's the Rosetta Stone? They didn't know how to decode hieroglyphs in ancient Egypt for hundreds and hundreds of years. Archaeologists didn't know what most of them meant. Then they finally found the Rosetta Stone that had all the decoding on it into another language that they could understand. And suddenly, they could read all the hieroglyphs. So it's kind of like having the owner's manual to something. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a few days ago, was at a talk, and he discussed his public discussions with Trump and his private discussions with Trump and what Trump's been saying publicly. So if you want to drain the swamp, you've got to have the blueprints for it. You've got to have the plans of the Death Star. And everything that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, I know is true because I watched it happen and I experienced it. And when I gave Trump just some public information that wasn't hard, but Trump again, was literally new to actually running things in politics. He knew how to donate to politicians and was public about that. But he didn't understand that it wasn't even about left or right. It was about total power by these generational bureaucrats and their financiers. So you're about to see the cliff. Kennedy talks about the fact that when Trump got in, all these big lobbies, all these big groups, all these big conservative lobbies came to him, supposed conservatives, and said, listen, you've got hundreds of thousands of employees you've got to pick right now. You've got to pick tens of thousands to be their managers to get the government and the economy going, because they didn't tell him you're supposed to get your transition team ready once you're president-elect. Really, even before you're president-elect, you've got to be getting it ready. So he didn't start that till he basically got into office, and they bum-rushed him and put a bunch of operatives in, because he thought if he just put Republicans in, he'd be okay. No, most of them were neocon rhinos and actually worked for the Democrats. In some cases, were their bosses in the Uniparty. So now Trump understands this and is bringing in RFK Jr. and a bunch of other people that I know personally, that RFK knows, that are really good, that are pro-America, populist, that transcend left and right, that will defend our borders, will defend the Second Amendment, will secure our dollar, will stop World War III. So, to describe how important this is, I figured people in the Trump administration were telling him about Fiona Hill and all these other people that were on George Soros's Open Society board. And I couldn't believe that they were in senior positions at the State Department and the White House. So when Trump would call me on a routine basis about different issues, I'd say, sir, here's a few people you want to get rid of. They're on the Soros board. And he would look into it and fire them. And that's when the media attacks went crazy. That's when they started suing me. That's when they went nuts. And it isn't like I was giving him some really incredible intel. Everybody else around Trump, other than Steve Bannon and General Flynn, who they got rid of very quickly, were scared to tell Trump, hey, we're surrounded by traitors, because they wanted to keep their jobs. Trump 100% gets this now. A lot of folks have said, oh, he's different this time. They prosecuted him. They persecuted him. They tried to kill him. He's taking the gloves off. He already is. And publicly and behind the scenes, he's already getting the transition team ready. They're already going through the names 10, 15, 20 levels down. Now, that's positive. That's beyond incredibly good. The problem is it's come out. The globalists have got his phones tapped by claiming he's a Russian asset. They're able to do that. It's through the whole FISA accord. It's a giant fraud, as you know. And they know that Trump is really coming for the swamp this time with the plunger to unclog the drain. And so that's why they've already tried to kill him twice. That's why there's five hit teams inside the United States. That's why all this insanity has been turned up to 11, is because they know their time is truly coming to an end. Because you can get presidents in and out. You can even get a Congress in or out. But if you don't go in there and remove the bureaucracies, when you look at Blinken, or you look at Raskin, or you look at Garland, or you look at any of these people, they are third, fourth generation bureaucrats at the highest levels of the government, and they believe they own this country. In the late 70s, they were able to get a law passed in response to the corruption of Nixon to put inspector generals over all the agencies and groups. Now they want one over the Supreme Court, an unelected inspector general over the Supreme Court. So they've already created a fourth branch of government, the permanent bureaucracy. That is the swamp. That is the deep state. Literally, the permanent state is what academics call it. So Trump is literally coming with the demolition team to destroy the big rotting deep state and on its ashes restore the republic. Here is RFK Jr. laying it out. This is incredibly good news, and it's already in full swing. Please follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. I'm here in Pennsylvania for the big event tonight with Tucker Carlson, Jack Posobiec, that I'll be co-hosting with here in Reading, Pennsylvania. Be sure and follow us on X. More breaking news at Infowars.com. Now here's RFK Jr. breaking down the incredibly positive news that's going to make the deep state come after Trump even harder.
Well, they made those commitments during our talks, but he put his money and he said, I'm going to put you on the transition team, which I didn't ask for, but it was a commitment. And by the way, President Trump told me that the last time around when he got into office that he was not prepared to govern, that he didn't really know what came next, that he was immediately surrounded by business, corporations, corporate lobbyists, and they all said, put this guy in power, put this guy in this position. You have to, there's 14,000 positions that the president has to fill when he comes into office. And he said, I did what they told me, and it was a lot of bad people. And you know how he talks about bad people. And he said, I'm not going to do that again. And because of that, this time around, the GAO pays for the transition team, the General Accounting Office. They won't give you any money until you win the election. So you can't start picking a new government until November 5th. And he said that the last time around, that put me in a bind because we didn't have time to vet people and to understand what they were, what they stood for and what they were going to do. So this time he went to private donors and he said, we're going to start the transition team 3 months earlier. And he didn't just say that, but they were aggressively approaching us and saying, we're going to have this meeting. We need names for this department. We want your names. We're going to appoint your people. And we've been actively involved. My daughter-in-law, Amaryllis, who runs my campaign, is going to be moving into Palm Beach. The smartest person, somebody said to me the other day, Amaryllis Fox Kennedy is the smartest woman I've ever met. And I said, no, she's not. She's the smartest person that you've ever met. And she is. And she's going to be living day to day in Florida working on the transition team because that's what they requested. So these were not empty promises. Not only that, but President Trump, good to his word, has been out on the campaign trail, and every speech that he gives, he talks about these issues. And they have become now his signature issues. Ending the war, reopening a friendly relationship with China and Russia as trade partners, not one that can take advantage of us, but partners because we need what my uncle called a peace race rather than an arms race. And that's going to be good for the whole world. We need to be projecting. We need to be projecting economic power abroad, like my uncle did, rather than military power, which has gotten us into all this mess. And he talks about that with an eloquence that I have never been able to muster. I'm so impressed with the speeches he's given on this subject. I urge you to look at YouTube. I take excerpts of these speeches and send them to everybody. I'm astonished by them. He talks about making America healthy again at virtually every speech that he gives. It's often the dominant theme of his speeches. And he talks about ending the censorship and surveillance state. Oh, and people said to me, you better get a contract with him because if you don't have a contract, he's going to break his word. Well, this is the biggest contract I could ever get. That he is publicly committing to all of you to these issues. And, you know, one of the things that we know, which was very disheartening to me when he got to the White House last time, is that he keeps his word on all these things that he promises publicly. He's not scared to challenge orthodoxies, to defy institutions, to break the institutions that are in his way. And that's what we need, a president who can do that, a president who's not just going along for the ride. And so I'm very satisfied with all the things he's done. I consider that him keeping his word that he's gone out publicly and endorsed all these issues in front of the world.
This bad boy is the number one seller at thealexjonesstore.com. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key.
It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at GallupShowStore.com. Fund the operation as we fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. GallupShowStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, our government is really sick at all levels. And we are supporting foreign wars that really do nothing for us, not for the American people at least. It might do something for the military-industrial complex, those that own stock in the weapons contractors and manufacturers, a lot of people that live in D.C., Northern Virginia, you know, politically involved types, lobbyists. They like these wars. And then, of course, there's the deep state, the international cabal that uses countries like Ukraine as a rat hole for money laundering and weapons laundering. And so this is all going on, and not such a friendly reminder of this today as the Biden administration is gearing up for meetings with the UN and Middle East leaders that have already fallen apart before they've even began, because everybody knows Biden is an empty suit at this point. It's worthless for him to be there. And Kamala Harris is a not serious person, very unserious person, a cackling clown. And so they're not really interested in dealing with her either. They're actually trying to meet with Donald Trump. But of course, that's an issue because the same deep state is trying to kill Donald Trump. And so this is all going on. But you've had political leaders like Nikki Haley and then today Josh Shapiro, who are so sick, who I guess want their image to be their hands, their faces covered in blood, as Shapiro pulls a Nikki Haley and signs a missile that is headed to Ukraine or then perhaps headed towards Russia. I mean, these are just sick people, folks. It's one thing if you want to make political decisions to support a war or whatever, but then to come out and sign a bomb, Nikki Haley, Josh Shapiro, you are disgusting. There is something deeply disturbed with a politician that thinks it's good optics to sign a bomb. That is an embarrassment. That is despicable. The American people should be nauseous over this. We should be nauseous that our government is getting involved in foreign wars and conflicts that could lead to World War III. And these sycophant, bloodlusting whores that we call politicians sign their names big and boldly on bombs to let you know where they stand. Now, we got more on this with big developments happening in Israel's wars. Now they're bombing multiple countries. And it looks like Ukraine and the Russia conflict are that's getting worse. And so I think you figure there's a lot of decisions that are going to be made here ahead of the next presidential election, knowing that that'll change the entire temperature in D.C., the entire approach to foreign policy, and likely a complete shutdown of the money laundering and the weapons laundering like Donald Trump did in his first 4 years. So a lot of people trying to make a lot of moves ahead of that. And we're going to cover all of that coming up. But first, here is another report on the situation with Alex Jones.
Israel has intensified its bombing of Lebanon in the last 24 hours and is now announcing they're going to do the same thing they did in Gaza, where they began carpet bombing and then move south. In this case, they're going to move north from northern Israel, the Golan Heights, into southern Lebanon, destroying everything in their path, including private people, innocent people's homes. Now, obviously Israel was attacked October 7th. We have the backdrop of Biden sending all those billions of dollars a month before, the clear stand down for almost 8 hours of the Israeli Defense Forces, and Netanyahu said at the time, we will investigate what happened on October 7th once this war is over. But now the war is going to supposedly go on forever, and he's using it to stay in power. Now, pulling back and thinking about this, Lebanon just a few decades ago was Christian. Yes, the Muslims have come in. Yes, the Muslims have taken over. I don't support Hezbollah. I don't support Hamas. And I don't support the things they do. But behind the scenes, you've got Iran that runs Hezbollah that then funds Hamas now to a great extent. Israel founded Hamas back in the 70s. That's on record, too, to destabilize the Palestinians and make them radical so they would look bad to the world. So there's a lot of Western powers, Israel, the United States, and others, the UK, behind the scenes trying to stir all this up and keep this cauldron going. And then it's the Palestinian people and the people of Israel that pay with endless war, and it's the people of the West that pay for Israel and give aid to the Gazans and others that also pay for it. So it's just an ongoing military-industrial complex meat grinder. And, of course, 2 weeks ago, the Iranians got caught hacking the Trump campaign and giving it to the Democrats. So the Democrats are definitely in bed with the Iranians. They're playing a whole Hegelian dialectic operation. You've got Israel intercepting these pagers and walkie-talkies and then programming them with lithium batteries to explode. Hamas makes a lot of their money running shops that sell walkie-talkies and pagers and phones. And so a lot of innocent people got hurt and were killed by this. I mean, this is wrong. Just because Hamas, backed by Hezbollah, attacked Israel, doesn't then mean all these men, women, and children should be just indiscriminately attacked. Two wrongs don't make a right. But regardless, everybody else is just focusing on the human toll and what could be billed as genocide in Gaza. Definitely ethnic cleansing that's going on. That area is covered. That's what everybody's focused on. I'm mainly focused on Israel standing down and the fact that there's been no investigation and that there were helicopters 10 minutes away and tanks and armored vehicles 20 minutes away for almost 8 hours. Most estimates are about 7.5. Some are as high as 10. And it's former top Israeli generals that had to drive all the way down from Tel Aviv and try to protect people that are the ones that have been saying this. And Netanyahu's not even denied it. So why do these powerful forces want this war to expand? Why do they want it to continue? Well, it's simple. Netanyahu gets to stay in power as long as this war is going on and not be investigated for all the stuff he was getting indicted for and in trouble for. But at a larger level, the military-industrial complex makes tens of billions of dollars every quarter off of the bombs, just like Ukraine. So this just goes on and on, and it's hurting innocent people. Then you have the backdrop of a week and a half ago, Biden green-lighting Storm Shadow missiles start being rained down on Russia. Russia says that'll be an official declaration of war. We are just hurtling into biblical Armageddon here. And again, that's because the old financial globalist bubble is coming to an end. They want their new cashless society in place. They want their new social credit score. This is all admitted, and so they need global crises to get that done. Now, with only 41 days left until the general election, you've got 5 assassination teams, 3 of them foreign, DHS says. The Trump campaign is taking that very, very seriously. They are canceling campaign events like one he's going to have in a few days here in Pennsylvania with the Polish president. The Ukrainian dictator, that's right, he canceled all the elections, didn't run for re-election. Zelensky flew here yesterday and is meeting with the governor in a major political campaign stop. This is all being used to turn the global temperature up so these powerful forces have a pretext to take our liberties and freedoms domestically and call anyone that's anti-war, Hamas or Hezbollah, or a Russian agent. So, with only 41 days left of this election and these 5 hit teams here in the United States, that is clearly the deep state creating the cover for an escalation in attempts to assassinate Trump, I believe, with surface-to-air missiles, truck bombs, drone attacks, more shooters, more poisoning. So we are living in a major inflection point in history where the planets are aligned for the people to wake up and take our planet back with populism and freedom, with the Great Awakening or the Great Reset, where we go into total and absolute tyranny. I'm about to throw the baton back to the great Owen Troyer, the crew there in Austin, Texas. More reports here on the road coming up. Don't forget, tonight I'll be with Tucker Carlson in Reading, Pennsylvania for a huge event. We'll be discussing all this and more. And then tomorrow he'll put that out on X for the tens of millions of folks to watch it. But now is the time. If you don't want World War III and you want peace, you want justice, to get educated on the facts, to speak out and say, we want to restore our republic. We want America first. You don't want World War III. You don't want to back what's happening in Ukraine or what's happening in the Middle East. We want to deal with our children and our future and our currency and our borders and the crime in the streets and all the corruption and BlackRock and Hollywood targeting our children with sexualization. We need to restore our republic, and then we need to have American soft power promoting liberty and freedom worldwide like JFK did back in the 60s instead of tyranny. Back to the live report with Owen Troyer.
So let's get into all the latest breaking news dealing with Israel, their strikes in Lebanon, some of the other developments, and then get back into the Ukraine-Russia situation. But I think it's important for kind of an understanding of this, or maybe just a, from a curiosity standpoint, the social political aspect of commentary on Israel. Now, you can sit here and point out obvious facts like AIPAC is the most powerful lobbying group potentially in D.C., controls our foreign policy, and they own both sides of Congress, Democrats and Republicans. And if there is a representative on either side that is against funding Israel, they get called anti-Semites, and AIPAC spends hundreds of millions of dollars to have them defeated. Happened to Cori Bush. Happened to Jamal Bowman. They tried to do it with Thomas Massey. They failed. But this is just a fact. But see, you come out and you do commentary, and people are so staunch on either side of this issue that you can't even just say basic facts without people getting all emotional. Now, I don't understand that, but whatever. Some people feel some sort of way towards Israel. Here's what's frustrating as I'm going to get into all this news. Why is it that we have to sit here and debate support for Israel or support for Ukraine when our own country is falling apart? We have 15 million illegal immigrants coming into this country just in the Biden-Harris administration alone. The number of illegal immigrants in this country is probably close to 30 or 40 million. You have an open border and a welfare state. That will destroy our economy. They are importing in voters so that the Democrat Party can get a one-party rule. And there's this old joke that goes around, but tell me it's not true. If Texas was Israel, our border would be secure. If California was Ukraine, our border would be secure. The average American is now living paycheck to paycheck. Interest rates are at a record high. Inflation jumped a record high in 3 years under Biden. Now they just say, oh, well, it stopped. Well, after it hit a record high, it stopped, yeah. And I have to sit here and watch people obsess and get overly emotional about the situation in Ukraine or Israel more so than their own country and our own problems. So, regardless of how you feel about Israel or how you feel about Ukraine, can we not all agree that we have issues that are pressing right here in the United States that should outweigh both of those situations? That we should address before we address whatever Israel's problems are or whatever Ukraine's problems are? Or do we have to sit here and let our country collapse and let the average American suffer, lose their freedoms, lose their prosperity, lose their upward mobility, lose their ability to own anything, because we want to sit here and pull our hair out over Israel or Ukraine? So let's just look at some of these latest developments now. Israel pounds Iran back Hezbollah strongholds, and Iran-friendly Biden-Harris administration is mum. Well, maybe that's for political reasons, because there's a lot of Democrat voters that are hyper anti-Israel. Or maybe that's just because this is not a serious administration at this point. Biden-Harris is an empty, Biden is an empty suit. Harris is a cackling clown. You want to see how bad it is with Biden? Let's just go back to D.C. real quick. This was Biden today. Israel Prime Minister Modi in town. Excuse me. India Prime Minister. One of our biggest allies. Great supporter. And Biden is up at the podium and just completely loses train of thought, supposed to do an opening introduction or some statements, and just goes brain blank and says, okay, I guess we'll just take questions. Just completely skips this whole thing. Maybe the teleprompter goes out. I don't know. This is where the Biden-Harris administration is at right now in clip 15.
I want to thank you all for being here. And now, who am I introducing next? Who's next?
He yells to the crowd.
Distinguished guests, the Prime Minister of the Republic of India.
He doesn't even know what's going on. So Biden is an empty suit. He's checked out. He's done. They ran a coup on him. So he says, fine, I wave the white flag. I'm done. You deal with it. I got however many days left. I'm done. I don't care anymore. I'm going to spend most of my time at the beach, napping at the White House, whatever. I'll show up when I need to. But bare minimum is what you're getting from Joe Biden at this point. And so this is on the heels of big UN meetings coming up. So Harris is a cackling clown on the campaign trail. She's not involved in the White House activities. And then Joe Biden is an empty suit that does the bare minimum and just shows up when he's told to, and that's about it. So I don't know how much of this is the Biden-Harris administration is mum on the Israel conflict for political reasons versus they're just not there. They're just not even involved at all. Middle East tension looms over Biden's latest UN General Assembly. So big UN meetings coming up. Foreign leaders jostle for meetings with Trump and Harris, even as Biden ramps up his diplomacy. So that's from CNN. Let me translate this. Let me tell you what's really going on here. The foreign leaders, specifically UN nations, well, really, even take the UN out of it. Foreign leaders, presidents, prime ministers, they don't want to meet with Joe Biden. They know he's checked out. They know he's an empty suit. It's pointless to have a meeting with Joe Biden. Kamala Harris, she's not involved. She doesn't know anything. She's an idiot. She's a cackling clown on the campaign tour. They don't want to meet with her. They want to meet with Donald Trump. They want to meet with the real president of the United States. So they're trying to get meetings with Donald Trump. So the White House still has all these employees and staff, and they're communicating with foreign leaders and UN leaders, and they're like, is there any way you can get us in touch with Donald Trump? Yeah, we'd like to meet with Donald Trump. They don't want to meet anybody from this administration, folks. It's a joke administration. They're checked out. They don't know what's going on, which, you know, I would actually be okay with. If our administration consciously made a decision to do isolation as a tactic right now, I would actually support that. But it's not a tactic. We're still funding NATO. We're still funding the UN. We're still funding Ukraine. We're still funding Israel. So it'd be one thing to make a foreign policy decision to say, we're checking out, we're taking our funds, we're decoupling, we're going to focus on domestic issues. Instead, it's, hey, here's the money, and just don't give me a call. So they want to meet with Donald Trump. But then, of course, that's an issue because the deep state and the Democrats and other foreign nations, I suppose, as well, that want the gravy train to keep going, they're trying to kill Donald Trump. So that's kind of an issue. Middle East tension looms over Biden's latest UN General Assembly. Well, why? Because the UN says Israel is committing unprecedented crimes against children. They're committing unprecedented crimes against journalists. Israeli military raids Al Jazeera's office, confiscates equipment, and orders 45-day closure in West Bank. The IDF has pretty much shut down any media operation that they encounter. They've shut down all media operations in the Gaza Strip. They've made it illegal to fly a drone. Now they're doing the same thing in the West Bank. They don't want you to see what they're doing. Lebanon sees deadliest day of conflict since 2006. Officials say Israeli strikes kill more than 270. That's an early number. But let's retreat for a second. Why is the UN saying Israel is committing war crimes? Well, okay, they're bombing the hell out of Lebanon right now. I'm not a weapons expert, but I mean, the bombs they're dropping on Lebanon, folks, are no joke. No joke. And they're basically saying now that anybody in Lebanon, basically Israel's telling the Lebanese to flee Lebanon. I mean, that's really what they're saying. Can you imagine if the roles were reversed? So the UN says Israel is committing war crimes. Think about it like this. Every other country, but you could even say the United States, every other country, if we want to do a drone strike or any kind of strike on these countries, it has to go through the UN. It has to go through the foreign courts and all this other stuff. Just to authorize a drone strike, Israel can put a bomb in some pager and give it to hundreds of people that blow up in front of children in markets and blow up on the streets and blow up while people are driving. And it's just like, oh, okay. So that's what the UN is talking about. And again, I don't want anything to do with this. This is not me picking a side. I don't want anything to do with this. Israel can deal with it itself. The Middle East can deal with it. They can figure it out. They've been killing each other long before the United States was here. The Jews and the Arabs have been warring long before the United States was ever here. I want nothing to do with it. Pick whatever side you want. Get emotional about it. I want out. I want a complete decoupling from the Middle East. That should not be controversial. But see, they know without the U.S.'s backing, the situation in the Middle East would be entirely different and probably not good for Israel, quite frankly. And so that's what leads to a lot of this. And that's why the Israeli lobby spent so much money to own the United States Congress. But I see all of this today. They keep pointing back to October 7th. A horrific thing. Israel stood down. Nobody wants to talk about that. But okay, fine. So Israel blows people up in the streets. Israel bombs Lebanon. Israel bombs Syria. All this other stuff. And they say, it's justified. We're at war now. They started it. Okay. Okay. So that's your logic. So if Iran or Syria or Lebanon bomb Israel or anybody else in the Middle East decides to bomb Israel, is that going to be the attitude? Oh, well, we're at war. No, it's going to be, we're the victims. We need to launch nukes. Everybody else needs to die. So good luck with that. I don't want anything to do with it. I want all troops out of the Middle East. I want completely decoupling from this region, complete decoupling from Israel. Israel needs to be registered as a foreign agent if they want to do lobbying in Congress. Oh, but what happens when you try to do that? Well, you get killed. Your name is JFK Jr. Hezbollah stronghold will be no-go death zone with nothing left standing, is what Israel is saying about Lebanon. Okay, again, so what if the roles were reversed? What would they be saying? Iran warns Israel of dangerous consequences of Lebanon strikes. Yeah, I don't think so. They all talk a big game and none of them do anything. They're probably all blackmailed, or it's all another military industrial complex money laundering scheme, and they work it out with the West, and everybody makes money, everybody gets rich, and the people of the planet lose. So the people of Lebanon that just want to live their lives lose. People of Syria that want to live their lives lose. The people of Iran that want to live their lives lose. The people in Israel that want to live their lives lose. The people in America that want to live their lives lose. And the wars keep going and the money keeps flowing. And then you get guilt tripped if you don't choose the right side. But our border's wide open. Our economy is collapsing. Our cities are becoming third world hellholes filled with violent crime. And now Russia and Ukraine, that situation is getting worse. Zelensky is trying to tap DC to go for full victory against Russia. And Russia is warning against NATO, saying nuclear war could be imminent if you don't stop. And so, oh man, it's serious stuff and we don't even have real leadership in DC to deal with it.
Now a lot of you will recognize this bad boy, because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Let's take a look and compare and contrast Trump versus Kamala Harris. Both asked the same questions. Let's see the difference in their responses. The question is, what will we do about the cost of groceries? By the way, this is so funny. They all have to answer this. So why are the cost of groceries up? Well, because the Biden-Harris regime has been horrible for the U.S. economy. So that's the foundational issue of why groceries are so high, energy costs so high, inflation so high. The foundational issue is here bad policy from the Biden-Harris regime. So they always want to leave that out when they ask Kamala Harris these questions, and then she basically campaigns against her own policies. Well, if I become president, well, you've been vice president. You're the one that caused all this. That's the point. But, okay, that aside, listen to the differences in the responses to the same question. You want to see who's serious and who's a joke? Pretty simple here, clip 17.
How are you going to bring down the cost of food and groceries?
Good. Very good. Thank you. So we have to start always with energy. Always. I don't want to be boring about it, but there's no bigger subject. It covers everything. If you make donuts, if you make cars, whatever you make, energy is a big deal, and we're going to get that. It's my ambition to get your energy bill within 12 months down 50%. If I can do that, you've done a hell of a job. 50. Interest rates are going to follow, and actually they're going to follow for another reason. The economy is now not good. And interest rates, you'll see, they'll do the rate cut and all the political stuff tomorrow, I think. And, you know, will he do will he do a quarter of a point? But the reason is because the economy is not good. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it. But we're going to get interest rates down, and we got to work with our farmers. Our farmers are being decimated right now. They're being absolutely, absolutely decimated. And, you know, one of the reasons is we allow a lot of farm product into our country, and we're going to have to be a little bit like other countries. We're not going to allow so much come. We're going to let our farmers go to work.
We really would love to know what your plan is
now
to help
Harris.
Lower the cost of living.
Yeah. First of all, thank you both for being here. And yours is a story I hear around the country as I travel. And in terms of both rightly having the right to have aspirations and dreams and ambitions for your family and working hard and finding that the American dream is for this generation and so many recently far more elusive than it's been. And we need to deal with that.
That's the question is how you're going to deal with that. This is a clown candidate. I can't believe people take this woman seriously. It's just pathetic. And again, she admits it. The whole notion here, she admits it. Yeah, prices are too high. Inflation is too high. Grocery bills too high. You did that. You. And the question is, how are you going to reverse it? And she says, well, it's really bad right now. Yeah, because of you. But hey, you know what? The heroes have arrived for Kamala Harris. The IRS has endorsed Kamala Harris, folks. Wow. IRS agents endorse Kamala Harris. VP is endorsed by the IRS union. Get ready to be taxed to death. So, hey, whoa, boy, I really like Kamala now. She's going to take more of my money. More money for war. More money for illegal immigrants. More money for gay shrimp treadmills. It's a real thing. Yay! We got the IRS! Oh my gosh. You want to fix the economy? It's pretty simple, actually. Cut taxes. Cut funding for foreign wars. Cut funding for open borders and illegal immigrants. I mean, that's just three things you can do right there. Just phew, right there. Three simple policy decisions. Kamala, you caused grocery prices to go up. What are you going to do to reverse them? You know, it's real hard for the American people right now. They can't achieve the American dream. Yeah. The question is, what are you going to do about that?
This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at theAlexJonesStore.com. Fund the operation as we fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, we're going to get straight into the political talk here, the election talk here, some developments that could impact that. And then, of course, the Democrats pulling out their normal weapons against Donald Trump. We'll talk about that as well. And there's a hint. That's more than a hint. It's more like an anvil on top of your head of irony when we see the attack campaigns against Donald Trump. So I'll explain that coming up here momentarily. Folks, remember, now is your opportunity when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com to not only get some legendary throwback apparel that we've brought back now at thealexjonesstore.com. Old limited edition t-shirts that were top sellers that are back at thealexjonesstore.com, as well as some new designs and some hats. With every purchase there, you are entered into a raffle to win one of the most epic trucks I've ever seen. Rivals the armored truck that we drive around in here because we get attacked by Democrat terrorists in Austin when we go out in public, so we had to get a bulletproof armored truck. Well, this truck is not exactly meant for that, but you want to have some fun, or you're a big off-roader, or I don't know, work on a ranch or something. I mean, this truck has it all. It's bigger than you can even imagine. I mean, the picture kind of does it justice here. You can see basically Alex comes up to the engine block. That's about right. I mean, this truck is even bigger than you can imagine. It's like a mountain of a truck. So with every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you're also entered into a raffle to win that truck, which is about as cool as you can get, but also the apparel as cool as you can get with some of these throwbacks. I mean, we're talking about stuff going all the way back 20 years. Some of the first t-shirts that used to get sold at InfoWarsStore.com are now back at thealexjonesstore.com, plus a bunch of patriotic hats as well. So a lot of cool stuff going on there at alexjonesstore.com. Okay. Kamala Harris and CNN are teaming up now, and they're saying, we want to have a second debate. Well, okay, first of all, why would CNN get a second debate? Why would CNN get to host a second debate? They already had a debate. Joe Biden dropped out, and so why is it that CNN would get a second debate? Why can't we have somebody that's not fully against Donald Trump to host a debate? Or maybe somebody neutral even to host a debate. I mean, anybody that's just not totally anti-Trump. But no, oh, CNN wants another debate. Oh, really? I bet they do. Kamala Harris wants another debate. Well, you know, the logic here is that Harris wants another debate because she lost the first debate. I'm like kind of 50-50 on whether Trump should do another debate. He's already said he's not going to, so it really doesn't even matter. He's not going to do another debate. But he figures, and the commentary here is, she wants another debate because she lost, and so she needs it to boost her poll numbers. But they're attacking Donald Trump. So they do this whole, it's all this like T-ball politics where the corrupt mainstream media puts the ball on the tee and then they give the bat to Kamala Harris for her to swing, and they say, oh wow, so impressive. So CNN says, we offer now a debate. We offer an invitation to Donald Trump and Kamala Harris for a presidential debate. And then Harris says, I accept the offer. I'm so excited. Thank you, CNN. We will have a second debate. And Donald Trump says no. And then they say, oh, look, Donald Trump is scared. Donald Trump is losing. He won't have a debate. No, he agreed to rules with Joe Biden. He dropped out. Then you had a rigged debate against Kamala Harris, and he won. So now you're doing this attack piece. Harris accepts CNN debate invitation for October 23rd, again challenging Trump to another showdown. So that's not even how this stuff works. DNC calls Trump chicken for not accepting second debate and billboard campaign. Again, that's not how this works. This goes through the Presidential Debate Commission. Both sides who agree to rules and dates, and then they set up networks and all this stuff. This is just a T-ball politics for CNN to just set the whole thing up so that they can have the headline of Trump won't have a debate. So we knew this was coming. You can go back and look at our debate coverage. We called this day one that's going to be their next move, is to have another attempt to have another rigged debate and then just say, oh, Trump's scared. He won't do it. So Trump did win the first debate. It was not a blowout. It's about 60-40. Polls would agree. So she probably wants the debate for another chance. Now, I think Trump going into another debate, it would probably actually be better for him. Even though it's turning out just as we suspected, not only was it 3-1, Kamala was probably given every single question, and that's why her responses were so scripted, especially on the pressing issues for her campaign like fracking. But that's what that's all about. It's all fake news. It's all a setup. It's all T-ball politics to just let Kamala Harris walk up with the bat with the ball already put on the tee. That's not how any of this goes. Now, let me jump into this, though. That's kind of like, okay, that's just kind of politics as normal, misrepresenting stuff, kind of base-level propaganda. Last night, and I guarantee you've probably seen this somewhere if you listen to talk radio or watch cable television, but I'm driving in my car, and I've got the Sunday night football game on the radio. And they cut to a break, and probably millions of people tuned into this. And they cut to a break, and they go to a Kamala Harris ad, or a Democrat hit piece against Donald Trump. And the whole entire ad, probably 2 minutes, the whole entire ad is about Project 2025 and how it's gonna, you know, let your daughter get raped and let black people get, you know, put into prison camps and, you know, all just ridiculous nonsense. And in this hit piece, they say Donald Trump wrote it. Donald Trump promotes it. It's Donald Trump's campaign. It's Donald Trump's plan. And this is what he's going to do. And this is what he's going to do to black people and women and all of this stuff. And they run campaign ads on TV and they run these ads on the radio. And I'm just sitting here. How can they get away with this? We all know politicians lie. We all know there's all kinds of propaganda in politics. We all know political hit pieces get bad. Folks, this is just an abject lie, and they know it. They know it. And you know, this is kind of the crazy world of politics. The far right is upset that Donald Trump won't promote Project 2025. And he says, I have nothing to do with it. It's not mine. And the far right gets mad at that. And then the Democrats just say, it's Donald Trump's. He's promoting it. He wrote it. And he's like, no, I don't want anything to do with it. And the right wing's upset with that. So that's the insanity. How can they get away with this? I think Donald Trump has maybe one or two lawsuits with defamation against maybe ABC and CNN. There has never been a more libeled. There has never been a more slandered. There has never been a more defamed man than Donald J. Trump. Not a single one. The only one that's maybe been close is Alex Jones. And it's important I even bring Alex Jones' name here because it's not because it's the Alex Jones show, but this plays a role. And I don't want to get too much into this because Alex will tell the story, but there might be some big news tomorrow about the fate of InfoWars. But imagine this. And guys, pull this up too because people can't even believe it. They wanted Alex, I think they got the number as high as $2.5 trillion. And in these lawsuits, where they're saying Alex Jones defamed somebody who most people have probably never heard of, and they're saying he owed $2.5 trillion. $2.5 trillion. Oh, thank you, crew. It was $2.75 trillion in additional damages. $2.75 trillion. Okay. I don't want to go too much into the weeds here, but let's just put that number out and that story out as just kind of a baseline. So if Alex Jones owes $2.75 trillion, is what they're arguing, how much is owed to Donald Trump? When they consciously sit in a meeting room, knowing Donald Trump has disavowed Project 2025, knowing multiple times on this campaign Donald Trump has said he wants nothing to do with it, he has nothing to do with it, knowing that he has not written it, his name is not on any of the credit for it, and they know that, and then they spend millions of dollars on campaign ads saying it's Donald Trump's. So that is a conscious lie. That is a known lie. So how much is Donald Trump owed by these standards? $10 gajillion? $1 quadrillion trillion bajillion dollars? How can they get away with this? And see, this is just how corrupt things are in this country, ladies and gentlemen. This is a neutrally observable fact. It's just true. The justice system in this country is so weighted against right-wingers that the scale is completely broken. You know the scales of justice? Famous scales of justice supposed to be even. The scales of justice are completely broken. You can use cases like mine, where I spend months in prison for my speech. But if you're a left-wing rioter or terrorist that burns down buildings, attacks police officers, shuts down city blocks, you don't spend a minute in prison. Or you can use the case of the defamation, libel, and slander against Donald Trump, the likes of which, the levels of which have never been seen before, blatant abject lies, conscious lies, where they know they're lying and they promote it anyway, versus what was Alex Jones' punishment for political commentary and news coverage. So if Alex Jones is supposed to owe trillions of dollars, how much is owed to Donald Trump for 8 years of defamation? 8 years of slander, 8 years of libel that they fundraise off, that they know is a lie, that has actually hurt, and you can easily show financial damages to Donald Trump. How much is Donald Trump owed? a gajillion, quadrillion, trillion, bajillion dollars by those measurements. So they say, well, why doesn't Donald Trump sue? Because there's no justice in this country, folks. There's no justice. The scales of justice are broken. You can be a left-wing rioter. You can be a left-wing politician. You get away with anything. But if you're a conservative and you protest at an abortion clinic, you're going to jail for years. If you're a right-winger and you cast doubt on a mainstream news narrative, you owe trillions. But if you're the left-wing and you lie about the right-wing and their politicians and their commentators all day long, no punishment for you. If you're a left-winger, you go out and attack police officers, burn down buildings, loot, whatever you want. You won't even see a courtroom, let alone a jail cell. The scales of justice are broken. But this is their big hit piece against Donald Trump right now. So this is the iHeart Music Award ceremony, televised. They do it live on their app and everything else. Popular singer from Paramore, Hayley Williams, during her performance, goes on a rant against Donald Trump. Now, she's obviously uninformed. She's just doing the Democrat talking points. But let's review this for a second. So here she goes in the middle of her musical performance to go on a political rant, a lie about Donald Trump. Let's go first here to clip 10.
Project 2025 is Donald Trump's playbook for patrolling and punishing women, poor people, people of color, and the LGBTQ plus community. It is time for all Americans to band together and to finally defeat the Trump agenda. And the only way to do that is by confronting him at the polls. Do you want to live in a dictatorship? Well, show up and vote!
Another sellout. So, you know, that's fine. I've enjoyed Paramore's music. Hayley Williams, no doubt. Incredible vocalist, great performer. But you're a sellout now. You're just a total and complete sellout. And that's your legacy as a person. Everyone will now remember you as a total sellout. Oh, I'm punk rock. No, you're not. You're a sellout. Good for you. But it's even worse. You say, well, how could it be worse? So that's the camera angle that they're showing you on the live stream. Somebody else was filming, who I guess was in the front row or right there in the pit, and they were shooting on their own cell phone. Now, I want you to notice, what do you pick up here from somebody's cell phone footage in the front row in clip 11? Yeah, a dictatorship where they force vaccines, a dictatorship where they raise your taxes, a dictatorship where they force you to pay for wars, a dictatorship where they force you to pay for non-citizens that come in illegally. Yeah, a dictatorship where they tell you what you can eat, what you can drive. That, you mean that kind of dictatorship? Is that Project 2025? Folks, so this is an alternative camera angle of somebody that was just shooting on a cell phone. How could it be worse than her just up there lying and spewing propaganda now as a complete sellout? She's literally reading off a script. She is literally reading off a script. There's a guy standing next to the cameraman with the script. And she's literally reading her Democrat Party script. I just don't, you know, it's such an unrelatable thing, isn't it? So I always look for logical conclusions. If something is just so unrelatable at a basic human psychological level, like, who would ever sell out? She doesn't need the money. She doesn't need the fame. Why do this? Why would you sell out? Why would you just show yourself to be a complete sellout like this? that you can be bought and paid for. Clearly, you're politically ignorant on the issues. So, okay, fine. You're politically ignorant like most Americans, but now you're just a total sellout, literally reading a script during an award ceremony. You're supposed to be performing music. So why? It's like, it's such an unrelatable thing to be such a sellout. I can't even comprehend it. So you just think, okay, well, how do they do this? Paramore was popular in the 90s, pretty much disappeared for a decade or more, and now they're back. So is it, you're not going to get the big tours. And by the way, they get booked at all the big music festivals now. They get booked at all the big tour venues now after disappearing for years. Hey, you want to be famous again? You want to go on tour again? You want to sell records again? You want to play at music festivals again? You want to be at award ceremonies again? You got to sell out to the Democrats. That's all it takes. And we'll put you back out there. You can start earning again, but we're going to give you talking points. You're going to promote Democrat Party propaganda. Okay. I guess, I mean, I can comprehend that. Maybe you're blackmailed. Was Paramore ever at a Diddy freak show? Doesn't really come off to me as that type. So it's likely more so that she just wants to be back again, and that's how you got to do it. But this is how they control you. They take these celebrities that are either blackmailed or just owned by the record labels. They say, hey, you want to be successful? You got to promote liberal politics. Or maybe she's just that dumb and she's going to tell her audience members how dumb she is and promote Democrat Party propaganda willingly. But here's the truth about Project 2025. Former EPA chief testifying on Capitol Hill, Democrats ranting about Project 2025. It's supposed to be about the EPA and all this other stuff. And they just start ranting about Project 2025. So this lady who was part of Project 2025 actually decides to correct the record, clip 6.
I have a prepared opening statement that I'll get into in just a second. But Ranking Member Raskin, you reiterated and have created a boogeyman that just isn't there. I did author the EPA chapter on Project 2025. But in the course of that, I did not work with President Trump, with any of the people who work for him directly or his campaign. And it is very misleading to suggest that there's any coordination there because I can personally tell you it did not happen. And I am not vying for a position in the next administration. I've actually left D.C. and I've moved to a small town in Mississippi where I interact every day with people who live outside this bubble of gaslighting and misleading. And they actually are dealing with the consequences caused by policy decisions administration.
All right. So we're up against the break here. We're going to have more on the lies about President Trump coming up as well. And then all the people that just all of a sudden flipped their opinion, they used to love Trump, now they hate him. It's such a key understanding for not just the 2024 election. Yes, we need to win and keep Democrats out of the White House, but it needs to go beyond that, ladies and gentlemen. American people need to see what's right in front of them. The Democrat Party and the mainstream media are wholly corrupted. They will lie to you right to your face, stare you right in the eye, and not even blink and not even care. They own all the celebrities. Should say most, not all. They own nearly all of the mainstream media. And they all work in cahoots to lie to you, to misinform you, to propagandize you, all so they can have political power. Is that who you want to run the country? Is that who you want to entrust your vote to? A bunch of known liars who will do anything for power? These are dangerous people.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
If you take life.
All right, we got, this is one of the strangest clips you're going to see. This is why Biden can't make any public appearances, folks. They got to just, he doesn't give a damn anymore either. We saw that earlier, where he's meeting with some of the UN leaders, and he basically just skips his entire intro, and he just, all right, who's up? Who do I introduce? And then he just walks off the stage. So now he's at an event inside the White House. Guys, do we have this ready? Now he's at an event, some women's event, inside the White House. I mean, folks, listen to this for yourself, and then we'll ask the obvious questions. Go ahead.
I thought when I got to be president, I'd get to do things that I want to do, but my staff tells me what I can't do, and I'm going to do it anyway. All the young women, young kids out there that are out there, come on up and do this for me. Stand behind me when you do this. Come on.
I want you to hear that one more time, just so we can all be on the same page here. Just go ahead. Biden says he doesn't get to do what he wants. His staff controls him, and they try to keep him from young kids, so he invites him on the stage in public. Go ahead.
You know, I thought when I got to be president, I'd get to do things that I want to do, but my staff tells me what I can't do, and I'm going to do it anyway. All the young women, young kids out there that are out there, come on up and do this for me. Stand behind me when you do this. Come on.
Okay. I don't want to make too much of a detour here, but, I mean, come on. Joe Biden has been captured on camera more than a dozen times sniffing and groping children. No other way to put it. I mean, we're talking compilations that are 20-plus minutes long. Just of Joe Biden sniffing and groping children. I mean, grabbing their crotches. Sometimes it looks like attempting to, like, bite their ear or lick their neck. So, and then there's the weirdness that goes on with Hunter's laptop and cell phone communications with Joe Biden and his strange, creepy nicknames for his daddy. So this is already well documented. Multiple times during his campaign, and then when he was president, he did the same thing where he'd be giving a speech and he'd see a kid, a young kid or a young girl in the crowd, and he would stop whatever his speech was and he'd say, "Oh, hey, how old are you? Why don't you come backstage with me?" That happened multiple times. Okay? So, it became a viral sensation with videos like this, and the videos where he's, you know, telling prepubescent girls to meet him backstage, like he's a Jonas brother or something. And so I guess they said, okay, well, we gotta stop that. So we gotta keep kids away from Joe because he keeps doing inappropriate things with him, and this viral trend that Joe Biden is a pedophile is killing us, so let's just avoid Joe with the young kids now. Well, okay, so there's that creepy aspect of it, but what about the fact he basically admits he's not running anything? He basically admits that his staff controls him and what he does. So Joe Biden is not running a damn thing, and the viral trend of Joe Biden as a pedophile is such a disaster to the Democrats that the staff has to keep children away from him. And now he's just so checked out. He just goes on stage and says, "You know, they tell me not to be around young girls, but why don't you girls come on up here? Come on. Come on next to the big guy." Okay. Wow. That's something. That is something. Great job by the crew pulling up all of these images and videos, by the way. And again, this just happened at the White House. So, I mean, we could compile all these videos. We could compile Joe telling young girls to meet him backstage after events, asking how young they are. I mean, this crew is so fantastic. They're already doing it. Here he just grabs one out of the crowd and just takes her. Here he just stops the event, just mid-event, just grabs a little girl, takes her backstage. I mean, come on. It's like if you see, you know, P. Diddy at a party, he takes Justin Bieber to the back room, you know. Hey, P. Diddy and Usher just came out of that closet and awfully sweaty, I wonder. So that's a whole nother story we'll get into. All right. We got more coming up from Alex Jones here. But first, again, there has never been a more defamed, libeled, slandered man than Donald Trump. They've been doing it for 8 years. If the Alex Jones standard is consistent, then Donald Trump is owed hundreds of gajillion, bajillion, quadrillion dollars. But here's just 8 years of some of the proven, known media lies, Democrat lies against Donald Trump in clip five.
Cannot be trusted.
In 2018, NBC incorrectly reported that Trump stayed home at Christmas time, the first U.S. president since 2002 to skip visiting the troops. The news went global, but it wasn't true. The media had jumped the gun. Trump and First Lady Melania left the White House Christmas Day to visit U.S. soldiers in Iraq. On Thanksgiving, Newsweek made a similar error, falsely reporting that Trump was spending the holiday golfing at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. But the reporter had fabricated the golf story. Trump flew to Afghanistan on Thanksgiving to again be with the troops, making Trump the only president in U.S. history to visit troops in a combat zone both on Thanksgiving and so close to Christmas, though the press never reported that. CNN claimed Nancy Sinatra was not happy her father's song was played at Trump's inauguration. I did it all. But Nancy Sinatra responded, "That's not true. I never said that. Why do you lie, CNN?" Time falsely claimed Trump removed the bust statue of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office. TMZ reported Trump changed Black History Month to African American History Month, but Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton had all called it African American History Month. BBC, The Guardian, and others reported that Trump wasn't bothering to listen to a speech by Italy's prime minister since he wasn't wearing translation headphones. Turns out he was wearing a translation earpiece. Newsweek and others reported Poland's first lady refused to shake Trump's hand, but later had to admit she did. CNN edited Trump's remarks to make it seem as though he didn't realize Japan builds cars in the U.S., but the full statement made clear that he does.
You've been creating jobs for our country for a long, long time. Several Japanese automobile industry firms have been really doing a job.
CNN also edited a video to make it seem like Trump impatiently dumped fish food in the water at Japan's palace. But he followed the lead of Japan's prime minister. Newsweek claimed Ivanka Trump plagiarized one of her own speeches, which is impossible since plagiarizing is stealing someone else's work. The UK Telegraph apologized for at least 8 mistakes in an article criticizing Melania Trump. The New York Times, AP, CNN, and others excerpted a Trump comment as if he'd called all illegal immigrants animals.
These aren't people. These are animals.
And later corrections noted he'd been referring to members of the murderous MS-13 criminal gang. The New York Times Magazine and CNN shared a story showing children illegally brought into the U.S. supposedly in cages, but the article and photos were actually from the Obama administration. Agence France-Presse mistakenly reported that more than 100,000 children brought in by illegal immigrants were being held in detention. That was actually the total number in 2015 under Obama. Time and others showed a crying Honduran child to illustrate Trump separating illegal immigrant parents from children, but the child hadn't been separated from her parents in the U.S. MSNBC falsely claims Trump banned the Red Cross from visiting the immigrant children. The Red Cross said that wasn't true. MSNBC also falsely claimed that Trump had talked about exterminating Latinos, but later corrected that and apologized. NBC News misidentified the focus of Trump's praise in a speech as Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Actually, Trump was talking about Union General Ulysses S. Grant.
And his name was Grant, General Grant.
The Washington Post and others falsely reported that Trump supporting pro-life Catholic high school students were the aggressors in a confrontation in Washington, D.C. Several news outlets featured an empty podium at Trump's 4th of July celebration in 2019 and said he didn't draw crowds, but the photo was taken before the event. The actual crowd was huge. The New York Times and others implied Trump hadn't paid income taxes for 18 years, but the record shows he'd paid a higher rate than Democrats Bernie Sanders and President Obama. Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal reported special counsel Robert Mueller had subpoenaed Trump's bank records. That wasn't true. Politico falsely reported that Trump owed the Bank of China tens of millions of dollars in a loan coming due as he dealt with China on coronavirus. Not true. MSNBC falsely reported that Trump had loans with Russian co-signers. Slate.com falsely claimed a Russian bank server had been illicitly communicating with Trump Tower. And the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, and many others falsely reported that the Hunter Biden laptop scandal story was unsubstantiated or Russian disinformation. The New York Times reported that Trump seized on hydroxychloroquine as a miracle cure. Trump never said that.
And it may work and it may not work. But if it doesn't work, it's nothing lost by doing it, nothing.
CNN and others criticized Trump for tweeting that Alabama would likely be affected by Hurricane Dorian. But official advisories had put Alabama in a projected impacted area. Vox.com tweeted that Trump suggested he'd been a 9/11 first responder. He'd said the opposite.
And I was down there also, but I'm not considering myself a first responder.
Multiple media falsely claimed Trump was golfing during a U.S. raid that captured the head of ISIS in Syria and that a White House photo of Trump had been staged. But Trump was at the White House. ABC aired video showing what it called a slaughter against Kurds by Turkey after Trump withdrew U.S. troops, but the video was file tape of a training show in the U.S.
So, I mean, there you go. And that barely scratches the surface, ladies and gentlemen. And for most people, you're not involved in politics. You live your life. You surround yourself with people that you like, people that like you, go about your day, normal business, what have you. You don't have to deal with these lying leftists. When you get into politics, you realize they don't care. They will lie to you. They will lie to you in front of a judge. They will lie. They will lie about you in front of an audience of millions. They will lie about you in stories that they write. It doesn't take long. When you get involved in politics and you stand up against the establishment, when you get involved in politics and you call out the Democrat Party and the left wing, they will lie about you nonstop. They will do anything to destroy you. So most people have never actually dealt with that. No holds barred. No holds barred with these people, folks. I'm telling you from experience. And everything they accuse Donald Trump of, everything they accuse you of, they are. And they want to play this game. Oh, tone down the rhetoric. Tone down the rhetoric. You, the left, have opened our borders with a welfare state. The Biden-Harris administration and really the deep state military-industrial complex have launched wars all over the planet. Your rhetoric is and operations are attempting to get Donald Trump killed. You lie about conservatives and right-wingers that results in violence. And then you say, we're the threat. We're the threat. No. You are the threat. You have been the threat. We're just a threat to your power and your agenda because we tell the truth. But let's just move on. As we're about to be hearing from Alex Jones coming up shortly. By the way, on the hydroxychloroquine thing, it's just a lie about it all, folks. First, they said, Forbes magazine, hydroxychloroquine, a drug that Trump promoted to treat COVID-19, linked to 17,000 deaths, estimates show. Oh, this was published over the weekend. Those published 17,000 hydroxychloroquine deaths never happened. Just totally made it up. But see, when the vaccines are causing all of this death, oh my gosh, and they're still promoting the COVID-19 vaccines, folks. They're telling you to get a seasonal COVID-19 vaccine. They're paying celebrities and musicians and actors and all these people to cut ads telling you to get updated on your COVID-19 vaccine. But see, they won't talk about those side effects. They won't talk about those deaths. No. They're all bought and paid for by Big Pharma. Must be nice. Hey, look, it pays to sell your soul. I mean, let's just say it pays to sell your soul. But then it costs you more in the end. All right. We got another report from Alex Jones. I got a guest coming on to talk about the breaking news with the Trump assassination attempt. This is crazy stuff. It's exactly what we expected, sadly. And then also some breaking news with the Diddy case. That's all coming up. But first, here's Alex Jones.
We've got Jim Path, former chief of staff for Congressman Massey, the current president of the Conservative Caucus, and, of course, very popular and effective journalist here with us, Nick Swardor. We're in Pennsylvania for Tucker's big event that I'm part of tonight in Reading. And of course, it broke this morning. DHS added to the incredible bombshell of last week to Congressman Matt Gaetz. There are five hit teams inside the United States, three foreign too domestic, trying to kill President Trump. Now, I learned on Saturday from Jack Posobiec and my other sources from DHS that there was a $150,000 bounty on Trump's head, but we couldn't bring it till Monday. I talked about that on the Saturday alert. This morning, DHS put out the letter and more from the supposed shooter or attempted shooter there in Florida with all his CIA backgrounds as a foreign U.S. fighter in Ukraine, writing a book saying he wanted people to kill Trump and that he wants nuclear war to cleanse the planet, a true leftist, insane person, the perfect Lee Harvey Oswald cutout type. Now we have so many questions surrounding this, so I wanted Nick Sorrow to give his breakdown on this, and then also get Jim's take on it. Nick?
Yeah, Alex, so, you know, we have this letter that DHS or the DOJ, the Biden Kamala DOJ decided to put out today talking about a $150,000 bounty that's on President Trump's head. But I covered the Nashville trans shooter story back last year where, you know, kids were killed and we weren't able to get a copy of that manifesto because the FBI said that it was too dangerous. But apparently for the DOJ, this is not too dangerous. For whatever reason, it's not too dangerous to start advertising openly a hit, a bounty on President Trump's head. You know, it makes absolutely no sense to me. This could have been filed under seal with the court. There was no reason for them to release it. At this point, you know, with this corrupt DOJ, I can't imagine that it didn't have something to do with some sort of ulterior motive. That's what worries me.
Well, for me, that's what I see is this is a total cover for them to make their move. Jim?
No, absolutely. Listen, this is really basically media warfare. They're setting the stage for making this actually to stir up even worse potential problems for President Trump as he's going out trying to campaign to become president. This just extends the problem that we've been having and seeing for more than a year now.
It's another form of an ankle bracelet like AOC.
Absolutely it is. I mean, look at the threat that it's putting him under and it's changing the whole nature of his campaigning. They had him set down in the lawfare, you know, they kind of put him back with that and being really over in court cases in New York. And now they're, since that all that stuff is off the table, at least temporarily, now they're just putting him in another problem where he has to second guess everything that he does in terms of his campaigning in the, you know, out in events and various things where he can be most effective. They're constantly trying to take his effectiveness.
But there are forces trying to kill him, and the fact he survived too, they're more desperate than ever.
They are totally desperate because, quite frankly, Donald Trump has the upper hand in this election right now. We're seeing polls at the present that seem to indicate that Kamala Harris is doing well. She's not doing well. Donald Trump has the upper hand. He's got the message. He does have the connection with the American people. They're doing everything possible to take this election away from him when they know they can't defeat him any other way than to put this media cover on top of Kamala Harris, who really, frankly, looks stupid when she's out there talking.
Another big angle, because you were formerly, you know, head of Mass's office for a long time, one of our best congressmen, certainly the populist congressman in the vein of Ron Paul and Rand Paul. He's even said that.
Yeah.
We have RFK Jr. coming out, Trump coming out, that he's bringing in, being advised by Paul, by RFK Jr., by Massey and others to get his transition team ready so he doesn't get caught with the deep state putting their people into those tens of thousands of positions. That really scares the deep state even more so than the fact that Trump says it's what he should do. It's justice that he will prosecute the deep state. They're really scared that he's this time going to actually go in and replace the swamp itself and truly drain the swamp. You're an expert on that. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, there was a letter of about 743 deep staters, State Department people, CIA people that just came out recently. I was just having conversations with friends of mine on the Hill saying, yeah, how many of these people are going to end up in the administration? Because that's the type of thing that happens if you don't head it off at the pass immediately. This was a major problem in the first administration. He hired Johnny DiStefano, who had been a former Boehner guy and a guy I had to deal with constantly. And he slowed down the whole process in the personnel office. These problems constantly are there and he does need to head it off the pass and these guys, they're giving him the right advice. RFK Jr. is absolutely correct. It's got to stop right now. You got to kill it in the bed before it ever gets out.
So, Nick?
Well, now you've got Elon Musk coming out. You have RFK Jr. on Trump's side at this point. This is a totally different administration from what we saw the first time. Because, you know, if anybody is a threat to the deep state, it would be the three of them combined. You know, maybe add Alex Jones to the mix and then you'd have the superfecta. But RFK Jr. going to be leading a task force on presidential assassinations or assassinations of candidates for president, you know, such as his father or JFK, obviously, and now Trump. They are terrified that that stuff is going to be coming out. They're going to do everything they can in these next 44 days to protect themselves. That's what's happening now.
We're living in historic times. I know there's a lot of key issues out there. We're going to air this on the show today as well. Anything else, Jim or Nick, you guys think you should add to the public out there? I just can't express people enough what a critical time in history this is.
You know, I spent 9 years on Capitol Hill dealing with these things. I worked for Tim Hielskamp, got kicked off his committees. The Republicans at leadership and Democrats are determined to continue these uniparty efforts that keep them in power and the special players that back them up in place. We gotta stop that here. Donald Trump's the guy to potentially do that. So, yeah, you know,
that's why they're so scared.
They're totally scared.
Isn't this
the
total endorsement with the entire deep state? Dick Cheney, the Darth Vader might as well have endorsed Kamala.
Well, and Dick Cheney and some of the Bushes and the different people that have recently come out endorsing Trump. These are the people that have been betraying us for decades. And this is a real opportunity to make the kind of shift that maintains a conservative outlook and conservative policy agenda in the Republican Party, while at the same time shutting down the people who've been thwarting that time and time again.
It's a real
for decades.
Revolution.
It really is.
Nick?
So we're seeing what the mainstream media is doing right now. They're in full court press mode. I've been in Springfield, Ohio, where, you know, ABC, NBC, all of the big names have been suppressing the information coming out of there. The people there, doesn't matter their race or their creed, white, black, Asian, doesn't matter. They are seeing what's going on with this trafficking operation that Kamala, as border czar, has been carrying out, shipping people into their towns, taking over their towns, taking their jobs away. This is an issue that, you know, you're going to see these people that they're importing. It's all due to importing voters. That's what it is. It's been called out. If you look at people that have been newly minted citizens in the past a couple of years, they're almost exclusively voting for Kamala. They're going to do the same thing. Kamala will come and give executive amnesty to these people, which will give them the right to vote, and that's it. Then we're done.
Demographic warfare.
That's it. And that's why this election is so important. I know it's a cliche, but this is the most important election of our lifetime. This will change the course of the country one way or the other. It's up to you.
Absolutely. Jim Paff, any final comments?
Listen, I've been working in politics for 30 plus years, from the early 1990s to now. It has been a cliche, most important election of our lifetime. This really is it, guys. I've been watching what's been going on in Brazil just real quickly, and they're taking away free speech there. We are on that path in this country.
And the State Department's advising all that.
Absolutely there. In fact, not only the State Department advising, but Joe Biden himself and the CIA were threatening Jair Bolsonaro if he even questioned the election outcome in 2022, which I believe was stolen from him. And we can have all the arguments we want about here in the U.S. It was stolen in Brazil, where there's no verification. We're going down that path if Kamala Harris becomes president. It's got to stop.
They're going to sew us up just like Venezuela. I mean, this is the globalist model. All right, Jim, Nick, tonight, the big event here in Reading. We'll have a lot of coverage of that as well. Keep watching this space. We're all shows. How do they find you guys, Jim?
We're at theconservativecaucus.org.
TheConservativeCaucus.org.
And then at Nick Sorter, NickSortor on X.
It's game time, folks. You are the resistance. Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance.
And I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants that point like range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right. The story of Springfield, Ohio is the story of many small towns in the United States. We're going to be hearing from somebody in Charleroi, Pennsylvania this week to document what's going on there as well. But it's all about taking these small towns and overwhelming them with illegal immigrants, hoping that they can just kind of hide there, take over these cities. The locals who own the houses, own the apartments, you know, they get paid off by the government to support this. It's a big issue. And it's all about putting the American citizen last. Now, here's another resident of Springfield, Ohio, telling you like it is. And for a little context to what she's talking about, the State Department on International Travel, our great crew, actually caught this last week when we were live on air in the War Room, used to have warnings about Haitian drivers and how they have no infrastructure in Haiti, they have no traffic laws in Haiti, they basically just drive like complete maniacs that you would expect with no experience or traffic laws or a 65 IQ. And they used to have a warning on the State Department website saying how bad Haitian drivers were and to beware of that. Well, they've since erased that. I wonder why. Probably because this is what's going on in Springfield as they're trying to cover up the Haitian import invasion of Springfield, Ohio. Clip 8, guys. Sorry.
What does fetus mean?
A fetus. One of the situations that I don't see people talking about a whole bunch is driving through Springfield, Ohio. I am terrified to drive my car through Springfield, Ohio. It is a scary place to drive your car through. They do not know what lane to turn from. They do not know any traffic laws. Now, I did go into the DMV a couple days ago, and the workers were talking about there are a lot of them trying to at least figure it out.
They're trying.
And learn the law and stuff like that. So that's good. That's a good thing. Another thing that I do hate about living here right now is it is dangerous going through your store. I've been, I don't ever hear a lot of women talking about this, but when I do talk to women about this, they do bring it up and they do say the same thing. So I know I'm not the only one, but I've been stalked through stores by Haitian men. It's to the point where I would tell them, like, hey, stop fucking following me. And it's not like, oh, you're just being nervous. They ain't really following you. Yes, bitch, they're following me. If you go to the milk aisle, go to the freaking detailing section and go to the toy section and go to the toilet seat aisle, go to the dog food aisle, and they're same ones are following you around, they're stalking you. They're stalking. So I always tell them, I let them know that I know that they're stalking me. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but anymore, I do not go to the grocery store by myself. If I do go by myself, I'm on the phone with somebody. I'm watching my surroundings, and best believe I have something on me. So that also sucks. Another thing that I've fell in love with the gym. The gym has been my second home here lately, I just can't really stand going into the gym. There's some days where I have to wrap a jacket around my waist to feel comfortable going into my gym. It is a unisex gym. There's men and women there. But I've never really felt like I wasn't welcomed in my own gym. I will say that. That's one of the things I hate about the biggest thing I do hate about it right now is the gym right now. But you know, they're in there working on themselves, that's good. But when they're in there watching women to the point where they're rubbing their junk and stuff, it's gross. It's giving foul, it's giving nasty, it's giving get the fuck out of my gym. So that's also going on. What else? Around the first of the month, it's hard finding some food items. I will say, for someone that doesn't have food stamps and pays cash out of her pocket for everything, for food and stuff, it is hard coming by some items. In Springfield, sometimes I have to go to multiple different grocery stores to find one item. Sometimes I go out of Springfield to shop at grocery stores just because I do feel a little bit more comfortable.
So just that, so obviously that's because the Haitians get their money the first of the month. They get their government money the first of the month, so they all go get their groceries first of the month, and then the residents can't get anything. So this is how the Democrats are turning small-town America into third-world hellholes, just like they've done in the inner cities. Now, we got more of that coming up, but when we come back from this break, we're going to be joined by Brandon Morello and talk about the latest assassination attempt on Donald Trump and the breaking news dealing with that.
This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at GalaxyShowStore.com. Fund the operation as we fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. GalaxyShowStore.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, there is some shocking news coming out about the latest assassination attempt on Donald Trump. The headline on Brianna Morella's Substack: DOJ promotes $150,000 bounty placed on Trump's head by assassination suspect. Now, the trial is ongoing today. He was due in court today. Of course, no cameras allowed, no media coverage allowed. Let's make sure we keep that away from the American people, of course. Let's continue to cover up the assassination attempts on Donald Trump. But there's all kinds of other things that are now coming out about this individual. He was searching. He was apparently obsessed with assassins, other assassins in the past. That was same thing that we were told about Crooks, that he was searching all of this stuff. We're told now that the latest assassin had Trump's personal schedule, had the schedule. So, I mean, that pretty much just, I mean, 99.99999%, there's a leaker inside the federal agencies or a mole inside of Trump's inner circle. And then where is this bounty money coming from? This guy has claimed that he's broke. He has no money. So where is the bounty money coming from? Joining us now to discuss all of this and more is Brianna Morello. All right. Where do you begin with this? Because it just gets crazier from here. And unfortunately, as usual, Republican leadership is so inept and so pathetic. I mean, they can't even get the SAVE Act on a continued resolution, let alone tell us the truth about the fact that there's a leaker, a mole, trying to have Donald Trump killed. Brianna Morello.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me, Owen. It's pretty outrageous because right now the Department of Injustice doesn't want to actually comment on any of this. When I've reached out to them specifically about the headline you just read, they didn't want to provide me with a statement. Instead, they poked me back over to the court filings that I cited in my first request for comment from them. But specifically, I want to know why the DOJ did not redact specifically from that letter, that line where he says that he's willing to give $150,000 to anyone who's able to complete the mission of killing President Trump. Now, obviously, that's something you would redact because it would promote other potential assassins to go after the former president. But for some reason, they decided not to. Now, the DOJ wants to suppress a lot of information, including the manifesto that came down from the Nashville shooter. We still, years later, have not even seen that because they believe that us getting our hands on that manifesto is actually going to promote other copycats. But this apparently doesn't. The DOJ refusing to issue comments as to why they didn't redact that information. But he's openly admitting in the letter, specifically saying that he tried his best, but he said, I failed you, specifically talking about going after Trump and trying to kill him. And then he goes out there and promotes others to do the same by issuing that $150,000. Now, interesting enough, this is a very, let's just say now, not well-off man. This individual does not have a lot of money, and it's very well documented that he doesn't. So where would he get this kind of money to reward anyone who would kill President Trump? That's a question we should be all asking at this point. But again, the DOJ doesn't want to issue a statement. Now, I've been told Chairman Jim Jordan will give us a statement in just a few moments about all of this. But again, not much coming down from the GOP. A lot of Republicans staying silent on this issue as we continue to watch multiple assassination attempts against the presidential candidate for the Republican Party. Nobody wants to talk about this issue. And they just keep sitting here and pushing it all aside. It's outrageous. It's disgusting. But it's going on right now. And the DOJ, you have to just wonder at this point, or just, I would just flat out say it. The DOJ wants President Trump killed because they won't even issue comment as to why they did this. This isn't a slip up and a mistake. Everything goes through multiple tiers before it's actually put into a court filing. So again, although they'll consider it probably a conspiracy theory, our federal government actively wants President Trump killed. And whether it's through a third party, they're going to continue to do whatever they have to do to make sure that takes place at this point.
Well, and there's all kinds of circumstantial evidence with the persecution, the intelligence communities lying about him, Russian collusion, impeachment shams. So it just goes on and on and on. So they just reached the final phase of, well, none of this has worked, so we just got to kill him. We don't even have answers on the first assassination attempt. And so now they're just ignoring the second assassination attempt. I don't know why it's so hard. Let's see what kind of statement Jim Jordan is willing to make. I mean, a statement is better than nothing. We get very little action, but why is it so hard for them to say what you just said? That's the question. Why is it so hard for Republican leadership or even the mainstream American media, which are a part of this too? I call them the kill Trump media now. So it's the kill Trump government. It's the kill Trump media. But why is it so hard for Republican leadership, supposed to be allies of Donald Trump, supposed to be allies representing the American people? Why is it so hard for them to say what you just said? It's so clear at this point that it's ridiculous. I mean, you can even try to round off the edges if you want. There's a campaign to kill President Trump. There's a political motivation to kill President Trump. There's an international motivation to kill President Trump. There's clearly some group or shadow government or some corruption that is involved in trying to kill President Trump. They can't even round the edges on this story and give it to the American people.
Yeah, that's all intentional. I mean, at this point, you just have to assume that they're intentionally doing this to the former president. They want him dead. Now, House Republicans don't want to come out and say it because that sounds crazy when you say and you accuse the federal government of wanting President Trump killed. I mean, they've tried everything. They are down to just a few other options at this point. You know, they have open borders and they've allowed individuals who are known terrorists into our country. That's the first attempt that they tried to make. Now, according to Alex Jones, there's been multiple assassination teams in our country. Three of them, I believe he said, was foreign. So that means that they were somehow able to get inside of the United States and they're gunning for him. And if the DHS actually knows about this going on right now currently in our country, why haven't they made arrests? Why haven't they gone after these people? They continue to give them as much rope as possible necessary to carry this out. It's disgusting. It's outrageous. And again, Republicans really aren't saying much. We've got a couple who are out there who are looking to get the truth. Josh Hawley, the senator in the U.S. Senate, obviously, has been talking to whistleblowers. But again, not many people want to come out here and talk about these issues. Again, this is going on right now in our country. Our own government wants President Trump killed because they can't lock him up. And they're hoping that somebody else, third party, they could blame it on a foreign government, will do this and carry this out for them. Because if that happens, well, then they'll just write it off as a loss. But again, we're watching multiple failures on multiple levels at this point when it comes to Secret Service specifically. You can't just sit here and say that this is, oh, just a mistake. Oh, this was just a little minor mistake. We'll work on this and get this better for next time. No. I mean, there's repeated errors that are being made that you have to sit there and say, okay, you aren't just making mistakes at this point. You're intentionally failing to protect the president. And, you know, it's pretty disturbing in itself because you watch the level, even if you just look at the people who surround Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, they look like they're efficient at their job. They don't look like they're DEI hires. He's getting a different layer of security when it comes to Secret Service. He's got these women who are overweight protecting him, who obviously don't even know how to use their firearms. They looked very nervous during the first assassination attempt. They didn't look confident in their skill. And that's there's a reason for all of this. They're intentionally putting people around him who are not qualified to work with him. They're even putting people who aren't even Secret Service around him to protect him. So at this point, you know, President Trump, if he's listening, he needs to hire private security. You need to contact people who will have your best interest because our own federal government wants him killed. Now, I've spoken about this on several occasions to different sources. This didn't just recently start happening. They've been trying to kill President Trump for quite some time now. People within the FBI have seen firsthand when he was in the White House, other attempts that were made on his life, that there was, you know, other people who were looking to cause harm. And they've even told me that it was at the hands of our own federal government. So when we sit here and talk about assassination attempts, it's not just one or two. There's been multiple assassination attempts that have been made or have been plotted against the former president. It's just so obvious now that it has to be reported. But the other ones haven't been reported. I know Jack Posobiec has done a great job at undercovering this as well. But it needs to be highlighted. Our federal government wants him killed. Now, the mainstream media today started publishing this letter and promoting it. And I saw it and at first wasn't going to publish the letter, was just going to quote it. But after everyone else started running it, I ran the letter. But ultimately, if you work in the news media, you don't publish this letter because you know this letter is going to lead others to want to go after the president and try to kill him. Because we're offering a massive amount of money, a six-figure payout. You know, people who don't like the president or are desperate for money might actually carry this out. So again, irresponsible on the mainstream media's part, irresponsible on the DOJ's part. It's not just reckless at this point. It's intentional.
Well, actually, just the last couple of weeks, you've had Democrat callers into C-SPAN phone call shows, and they say, hey, I'll go out and kill the president. I'll do it for free. Someone has to finish the job. By the way, speaking of Secret Service, Secret Service agent just shot himself while on duty. Yeah. Okay. So I guess there's your status update on the Secret Service. You know, I almost want to play this game of what would the headlines be if the American media was honest? What would the headlines be if the American media played both sides the same? You know, here's one example. There's stories out today about some of the January 6th political prisoners that are just going through hell right now in prison. The mainstream media talks about January 6th like it's the biggest terror event. They said it's worse than 9/11. They said it's worse than Pearl Harbor. They treat the individuals who just walked into the Capitol and waved a flag, you know, like they're the worst thing that's ever happened, the biggest threat to America. They probably wouldn't even harm a fly, most of them. But then they don't even want to talk about the people that are trying to kill President Trump. They don't write a bunch of stories. I mean, I can just imagine the headlines if we were playing it both ways. And relating it back to the letter, the guy basically admits in this letter that they put out that, hey, left-wingers, let's come together and kill this guy. Hey, Democrat voters, let's come together. Let's kill this guy. Hey, there's a bounty out here. Whoever wants to kill Trump, there's a bounty with your name on it. Someone will pay you. We got to come together. We got to coalesce. We got to kill President Trump. I mean, can you imagine the headlines if the roles were reversed? It'd be the lead. It'd be the close. It'd be 24/7. It'd be nonstop around the clock. But you have a clear, and look, this guy's obviously deranged. This is the exact type of cutout that they would love to use for an operation like this as a patsy. And so that's probably likely what's been done here. But it's like, where's the American media? Brianna, I'm watching the media all day long. They're not even covering this. They're talking about Project 2025 all day long. They're talking about abortion all day long. They're still talking about January 6th all day long. This guy basically admits there is a bounty out there for you to kill President Trump, and we leftists, we liberals, we progressive Democrats need to come together and find a way to kill this guy. I mean, where are the headlines?
Yeah. Well, the headlines are promoting the bounty at this point. They want people to do it. And so that's why they're plugging the exact dollar amount and pushing it out there for the American people to see. But again, like you just mentioned, Owen, the violence in this country, they always spin it and say it's on the far right, but it's always, always on the far left. We know this from the congressional baseball shooting. We know this from the Brett Kavanaugh protests that took place, the BLM riots. The real terrorists in this country are always on the left. Now, both sides, yes, there is violence on both sides, but specifically the violence that they always try to pin on the right always happens on the left. And that's intentional. They want to make us all out to be domestic terrorists, and they want to booster those numbers. And so that's why they have no problem going after conservatives and making them the boogeyman, because they're able to get away with it, and the corporate media falls in line. They push this narrative, and they know to stay within their boundaries. But again, like you just detailed, there's no pushback. The corporate media is going to sit there and actually help the intel community make this possible. And so instead of redacting information, instead of saying, you know, there's a dollar amount that's been offered, they plugged out the exact dollar amount and are helping him promote it. They're not asking the simple questions, too, like, you know, how is this guy getting so much money to travel from Hawaii to, the mainland, for an example? He also, according to The Blaze, Steve Baker, has previous convictions, and he probably should have received jail time for those convictions, but wasn't. I believe there was charges back in 2002 that he was convicted on, but did not receive jail time related to
bigger,
an explosive
bigger,
device.
No. Bigger charges than any January 6th defendant was ever charged of. And that's what I'm saying. This is like, this has federal operative written all over it.
Yeah.
By the way, he got his gun illegally. Oh, the gun legislation didn't stop him from getting a gun. Wow.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. That's usually how this all plays out, though, time and time again. That's all they're charging him with. He's only facing two charges right now. And Governor Ron DeSantis obviously stepping in now and saying he's going to lead an investigation into this, too, because he believes that he, you know, violated federal state laws as well. But again, we don't know where that's going to even go at this point. It's good, though, that the governor's getting involved, but it shouldn't have to be done, right? We shouldn't have to have a Republican governor going behind the DOJ's back and trying to conduct another investigation. Also, Governor Ron DeSantis coming out and saying that they're not even allowing his agents, that his law enforcement officers, onto the course where it took place, the crime scene. They don't want him having access to that. I believe that was reported last week. So again, it's a massive cover-up, but why is the DOJ only charging this suspect with two crimes? Number one, like you just said, illegally having a firearm, and then there's another charge related to the serial number on the firearm as well. I mean, this is a terrorist. If he was going after Joe Biden, he would have been charged as such, but instead he's not being charged as such. And if you recall too, Owen, there was that individual in, I believe it was Utah, who was killed last year because he allegedly made threats to Joe Biden, which resulted in the FBI banging down his front door and putting a bullet at him and killing him. They said he was a threat. So they go after certain threats, but not all of them. This individual, obviously far left, off, I would say, the political spectrum at this point, was obviously an active member in trying to stir up conflict in our own country, is still actively doing so. And for some reason, they didn't go after him. Again, the FBI admitting, and it's always that one punchline, you know, he was on our radar, but they, for some reason, didn't go about going after him.
Well, I would say it's pretty much a guarantee there's going to be more charges. When and how they are brought about, I guess, is the question. I doubt that those two charges are all that remain here. The whole thing is sketchy at this point in how they're handling it, obviously. And this is why they have all this federal bureaucracy layered into these things so that they can cover it up and that they can have a kind of a fail safe and a safety net. If one layer fails, the next layer maybe can help cover them up or whatever it is. But there's a couple other things. But, you know, here let's just imagine this to kind of finish the game here and then get to the next level. If the mainstream media played this as they play the right, the headlines would be Democrat groups are trying to kill Donald Trump. And then the next headline would be bounty offered for Democrat voters and Harris supporters to assassinate Donald Trump. And then the next headline would be liberal progressives coalesce to find a way to kill Donald Trump before the 2024 election. I mean, this would be the series of headlines if the mainstream media played both sides easily. And by the way, none of that is even exaggerated. That's all admitted in this guy's letter. That's all clear. I mean, they've been saying this since 2016. Johnny Depp, Madonna, the list goes on. Kathy Griffin with the famous Trump head, the New York Street Theater. So, I mean, those would be the headlines. Democrats coalesced to kill Donald Trump. Democrats offered money to assassinate Donald Trump. Bounty offered for liberal progressives to find a way to kill Donald Trump. I mean, those would be the headlines nonstop, top of Drudge, every mainstream news outlet. But of course, they're the kill Trump media. They're in on the kill Trump game, just like the government. So now we get into the next story. It was already 99% this guy was getting intelligence. It was already 99% there was either a leaker in the federal agencies or a mole inside of Trump's inner circle. That's how this individual was able to get to that golf course, set up a sniper's nest, expecting Donald Trump to come around to the sixth green and take his kill shot. Well, now we find out he had Trump's entire schedule, not just the golf outing that day. He had an entire schedule of Trump's whereabouts and his goings to and from. Okay. I mean, okay. So where are the headlines on that? Leaker. Somebody is giving intel to assassins to have Donald Trump killed. What do we know about this? It's now 99.999999% confirmed. Somebody was giving this guy intel.
Yeah. Well, we don't know anything about it, and they don't want us to know anything about it. They don't want to even confirm this report. We know this, again, because people who are telling us this, but it's not coming from our own federal government. Our federal government is actively looking to suppress these pieces of details that are coming out. And the only way we're going to find out the truth is through, sadly, whistleblowers at this point, or people who are just trying to leak. But again, this should be a top issue. This should be something that has many people wondering who the heck is leaking this information out there and putting this information out. And when you connect the dots, it's obvious again that this was all intentional and that they do want him killed. You know, Donald Trump Jr. coming out and saying was outraged at the report saying about the bounty being exposed again earlier this morning, saying that they really are trying to kill my father. And it's obvious that they are. And again, nobody wants to call it out like it is. Now, I wanted to also remind your audience, just last week, the White House, the press secretary was specifically asked about the rhetoric that's constantly used, pinning Donald Trump as a threat to democracy. They're not looking to actively tone any of that down. They know exactly what happens when you sit there and you call him a threat to democracy. Crazies out there think they have to go and eliminate the threat to democracy, and they're doing it because it's patriotic. And that's why they go out there and they continue to push that false narrative. Again, not backing down from that. Like you've said in the past, obviously, and you just outlined a couple of moments ago, the media would have jumped all over it if it was the other way around, because they know that the rhetoric is extremely, extremely risky and it does cost potentially lives, but they don't want to tone any of that down. Now, why is that? Well, number one, when they play up this assassination attempt and they would report on it truthfully, I think most Americans would feel compelled to support President Trump because they would have empathy for him. And so I think that's why the media is not reporting on any of this, because the intel community doesn't want them to do so. You know, these outlets, these mainstream outlets, are just branches of the intel community. They just spew what they have to spew to stay in line. And so that's the reason why they're doing all of this. Now, as we saw before with his convictions and with the assassination attempt, his polling numbers skyrocket when these things do take place. And so that's why people aren't going to honestly report any of this, and they're not going to fairly. Now, at this point, I think that they're just hoping that someone does carry out their wishes of assassinating President Trump, because you know, the DOJ hasn't shown us that they don't want this to happen. Our own federal government is not proving that they don't want this to happen. Instead, they continue to say that they're going to conduct investigations, but the investigations aren't being done properly. And in fact, they're probably conducting more of a thorough investigation into President Trump himself for these fake crimes they've cooked up rather than the people trying to kill him. So again, Owen, it's just not shocking at this point that this is going on. It's just outrageous that nobody actually wants to authentically call all of this out.
Well, we don't have a U.S. media. We have a kill Trump media. We don't have a U.S. government. We have a kill Trump government. I mean, it's pretty clear at this point. And I think that, you know, because we're 42 days till the election, the message from the Democrats, from the establishment is clear. Trump is such a threat to our power. Trump is such a threat to our corruption. I mean, God forbid they actually face justice for whatever they've done that they're so scared of facing justice for, that now they're just like, no. Yeah, we got to get this guy killed. Let's not even hide it. Let's just find a way to get this guy taken care of. And it couldn't be more obvious. And this is kind of where we're at here. It's like Donald Trump steps up with an American flag. I love America. Let's restore the country. A bunch of proud Americans stand up waving their flags. We love this country. We want all Americans to benefit. We want all Americans to be free and prosper. And we're sick of corruption, and the media is corrupt, and the government's corrupt. And let's make money for Americans, and let's make deals for Americans. We're pro-America. We love America. Save the country. And then here comes the Democrats with a sniper rifle, you know, pew, 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 trying to kill us. And then they miss and we're like, hey, whoa, why are you guys so violent? Why are you trying to kill us? They're a threat to democracy. They're trying to kill us. They're violent terrorists. Shut them down. Project 2025. Racist, homophobe, sexist, xenophobe. And you're like, what the hell? I was just waving an American flag here. That's where our country is at right now. It's total clown world. So I got 30 seconds. I want to move on to the next segment, but just final comments on this.
Yeah, I mean, Owen, it's really outrageous what's going on right now. The American people need to be vocal. You need to be calling your local legislators. I know we constantly beat that narrative, but again, we need more outrage over this story because the DOJ is going to get away with it if we just let this debate get buried in the news cycle. So everyone needs to start making some phone calls and calling your local legislators.
All right, that's Brianna Morello, the Brianna Morello Show, always doing great work. I mean, we could talk about this all day. I want to talk about, I mean, again, the failed Republican leadership. We're going to have continued resolution, but we're not going to have a SAVE Act. Nice, Mike Johnson. You somehow found a way to make two losses out of this.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller. Years ago, we've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks. They're the trailblazers. They're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw.
Fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity And then there's mass sterilization that's already taken place. They're cutting off all the major energy sources. It's really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. Because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So the same Republican leadership that can't comment on any of these stories regarding the assassination attempt at Donald Trump, they really want to fund the kill Trump government, though. That's how pathetic it is. Mike Johnson is more concerned with funding the kill Trump government than giving any answers to the American people or doing anything, really. I mean, this guy's been worse than Kevin McCarthy, I would say. As if that's not a big enough loss as it is, he can't even get the SAVE Act inside the CR. I mean, this guy is an embarrassment. No government shutdown for now. Congress agrees on temporary funding deal into December. Rep. Van Drew on Congress reaching funding agreement without the SAVE Act. Americans should be worried about it. House Republicans drop SAVE Act in favor of clean stopgap spending bill. So, first of all, I don't understand why Republicans are so visionless that they can't lean into a government shutdown and use that as a positive political thing. I don't understand that. I guess they're just that out of touch with the American people. Or they just love the government so much. Mike Johnson, he just loves the government. He wants to pet the government. He loves, oh, I love you, government. Oh, Mike Johnson loves the kill Trump government. So, but can't even get the SAVE Act pack. All right, Brianna Morella, I want to get your response to all of this. Mike Johnson, worse than Kevin McCarthy, can't even get the SAVE Act pack, loves funding the kill Trump government. I mean, I don't even know what to say about this Republican leadership anymore.
Yeah, it's outrageous. Mike Johnson has been a massive disappointment at taking over the gavel, and he's not really hiding at this point. He doesn't even want to take questions. If you call his DC office right now, it goes straight to voicemail. His media team never answers when you reach out for a comment on a story. But again, no surprise here. It just seems like they all get these exclusive meetings behind closed doors with the intel community, and they're scared into complying with whatever they want done. So Mike Johnson really being a massive disappointment. But ultimately, he's going to fund the government to go on for a couple more months, and he's not going to be pushing what he said was supposed to be pushed, which is obviously making sure illegal aliens are not voting in our elections. Now, when the White House comes out and says that they'd veto it if it made its way to Joe Biden's desk, that should have been something you run on. The fact that they want these illegals to be voting, I would have pushed it through anyway and said, let's see you do it. That would have been something great to campaign on, but instead he backed out of it. Now, again, this is already passed in the House, so there really was no reason for them to sit here and like drum it up. Marjorie Taylor Greene calling it out, which we're very thankful for the Congresswoman, saying that it was a fake fight from the very beginning because she knew exactly how this was going to play out. So did Congressman Thomas Massie as well, calling it out for the theatrics. And well, they were all spot on. Mike Johnson coming out over the weekend, of course, dropping this when no one was watching, saying that they were just going to kind of pass through this spending bill. But why are we funding these agencies when they've been actively working against the American people? I mean, what's the benefit to continue funding the FBI, the DOJ, and all these three-letter agencies? They're actively working against us. He knows that. He has no problem continuing funding them. Now, you might remember, Owen, because it wasn't that long ago, when House Republicans wanted to win the majority, they told you that they were going to use the power of the purse to push back against Democrats. Well, obviously, that was a bunch of lies. And that's not taking place. Instead, they're punting the purse because they don't want to use that. So what's going to happen? Well, obviously, that's going to probably result in a lot of Republican voters not going out to vote, because what's the purpose? Our elected officials don't do anything when they're supposed to. And so why continue to be an active voter and go out there and waste your time voting when it's going to constantly work against you? That's one of the many questions I know a lot of people have. But here's the other thing. They like to fearmonger and say, you know, we're trying to avoid a government shutdown. Owen, a government shutdown, I don't think would be necessarily bad. It probably would be the only instance that our own government would be working in our favor, and it's because they're not actively working against us at that point. So I would be in favor of a government shutdown.
Well, and it's not even a real government shutdown. It's like it shuts down little things. A real government shutdown would be the good thing. But it's like, why are Republicans so cowards? Why is Mike Johnson such a spineless coward? All you have to do, let me put it like this. The Democrats have no problem lying to the American people's face. None at all. They'll lie about anything. They'll lie about everything. They sit here and they run an entire campaign saying Donald Trump wrote Project 2025. It's tattooed on his chest. They know it's a lie. Republicans won't even, they're scared to tell the truth. Republicans are too scared to even tell the truth. Mike Johnson won't come out here and say, yeah, you know what? Until the government can give us an answer on multiple assassination attempts on Donald Trump, we're just going to go ahead and not fund the government until we can get an answer. I mean, what's so hard about that from this coward? The Democrats have no problem lying. They are not afraid to lie to the American people. The Republicans are afraid to tell the truth. I mean, that is a serious problem. And that's, I mean, again, it just says everything. Especially in an election year where there's so much, you can get so much leverage, so much momentum on this issue. Government agencies have an approval rating on average of like 20%. It's like, who are they? Who is Johnson working for here?
Yeah. I mean, Owen, at this point, I just think that they're not working on our own behalf at this point, but it's intentional. I don't think they want to win in November. I don't think House Republicans actually want to win the majority, because there's a lot of work when you have the majority, obviously the investigations and everything from that angle. So I have to just, at this point, just float the idea that they don't want to win, that they're intentionally trying to sink their own ship. Because again, if President Trump, without all the election fraud, is able to kind of overcome all of this and whatnot, wins back the White House, they're going to want to have, Democrats are going to want to make sure that they could take over the Senate and the House, so that they can impeach him day one. And, you know, Republicans would be pushing back if they understood that or if they actually cared. I don't think they care. I think they'd rather just, you know, just kind of play it in the background. They do better fighting back in the opposition position than they do playing defense. And they're not even playing defense at this point. So, again, I have to just assume this is all intentional.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe they just want to lose so they can just show up and punch the clock, get their paycheck, and do even less than they do now, if that's even possible. All right, I want to get into the latest here with the Diddy stuff. I don't know, are you willing, are you okay to talk about it now? You've been a little hesitant in the past.
No.
Okay, well, we don't need to...
You might not like it.
Hollywood in total panic. Celebrities wipe social media history as Diddy scandal heats up. And you've had Usher, Pink, and some others that are known to be at Diddy's freak-off baby oil rub-down, whatever parties that they're involved in. I know you've been kind of hesitant, you know, innocent until proven guilty, and that's good that you've kind of taken that approach. Where are you at now? I think it's even more value to actually get your opinion on this now, because of that stance. Where are you at now on this? I mean, to me, this is a big story. This is a smoking gun. I mean, I don't know if I'm ready to say it's going to bring down all of Hollywood or the entertainment industry, but I mean, it's pretty clear at this point, whatever they were doing at these parties is at least probably extremely disgusting to most American people. And then the aspect of potential minors being involved as well. This seems to be a pretty big story happening.
Yeah. Well, this is the first question I'd probably state. And I just don't understand, when has the DOJ ever worked on the behalf of the American people? We haven't seen that in years. And so whenever I see a story like this come down, the first thing I think is, well, why now? Because the DOJ actively has protected pedophiles over the years, our federal government has. And they don't go after them. We know the FBI has become weaponized against the American people. And instead of going after pedophiles, like FBI whistleblower Steve Friend told us, they're instead, you know, not going after the proper people. They're going after you and I, and not those who are actually committing disgusting crimes, like, you know, having sex with children, raping children, child pornography. They don't touch those issues anymore. So the fact that the DOJ is getting involved now is the reason why I'm so hesitant. Now, the indictment's very vague. It's not very detailed, which is fair. But obviously, the video footage of Cassie, his former ex-girlfriend, getting beaten up by him is very damning. But again,
I mean, there's some pretty bad details in there.
Details. Okay. But accusations. Have you seen physical evidence of anything? It's people who are saying things.
There's people that talk about it. There's interviews that have surfaced. There's things that Diddy and others have said. And now you connect the dots and you're like, yeah, these people basically got in a room, rubbed each other down in baby oil and stuck it in whatever orifice they could. and it was all recorded.
Yeah. So, but if it's recorded, where are those videotapes? Where are the recordings?
Great question.
That would be my question first off, because again, we see people all the time who give false statements and they, if they have the evidence, let's see the evidence. I mean, I don't want to actually see the evidence. Somebody else can see the evidence and then tell me a trusted
source. Someone shouldn't have to see the evidence.
It's a sticky situation. Okay.
Oh.
I don't want to see it, but again, it's not that I don't think he's done what they've accused him of doing. It's the fact that now it's coming out. The Cassie video, that was years ago. Why did that now all of a sudden drop? That doesn't make any sense to me. They had this footage forever. Who had this footage? Why can't CNN tell us who the source behind this footage is? You don't have to give me a name. Just give me a general idea as to where you found this. That I think would be interesting to hear. But again, I do think that a lot of this is interesting. Now, Usher, for an example, is somebody who is, for a very long time, I have had zero respect for. He's had several lawsuits that have piled up against him and made settlements. So to me, a settlement is an admission of guilt, but he probably in the agreement doesn't want to admit that he was in the wrong. But again, he's been sued for giving women STDs, specifically herpes, and not disclosing his status. So it kind of makes
sense.
Well,
that's what the supposed Diddy sex slave was saying during his testimony too, that he would go sleep with these celebrities and they gave him STDs.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's very likely. Now, I know a lot of celebrities in Hollywood tend to make people sign NDAs. So I don't know if there's NDAs involved in this, and that's why we're not hearing more from victims. I think that would be interesting though for the DOJ to come out and specifically say if you were a victim of any of this and you did sign an NDA, you could still come forward. That probably should be what they're talking about. But again, I'm just pretty much waiting to see if there's any physical evidence that's going to get played out. I just don't understand. Number one, he's offered to put up to $50 million in property to be released. They won't release him. Why won't they release him? They release people all the time. And so the fact that they stopped him before he got on a plane when his home was raided here in Florida and they allowed him to leave the country then, knowing what they did know at the time, but now he's a flight risk. It doesn't make any sense to me. That's why I've got question marks going off in my head right now. I just want to see the evidence come out. You know, none of this actually was probably ever going to come out if Cassie didn't file that lawsuit in New York. That was that same law that they manipulated to go after President Trump so that they could try to nail him as a sexual predator. And they manipulated the law so the statute was out. And so that it could just, you had 1 year to quickly file a lawsuit against anyone for any time length that you might have accused of committing a sexual assault crime against. And so his ex-girlfriend came out and did just that. And anyone who has a good lawyer would tell you not to settle the very next day. Diddy did, which was really strange. And then the lawsuits piled up against him. So again, I just have more questions than answers on this one. And so, although I don't want to sit here and pretend like he's innocent, I've told you before, Owen, I grew up in New York. I have friends in New York who were interns for Bad Boy. They told me that they never saw anything like this, that they were never, when they went to the parties, there wasn't this much craziness going on that's being detailed now. So again, why is this all of a sudden just coming out now? I'm a little skeptical on that front, but I don't want to vouch for him and say he's an amazing person. You know, we all saw him beating his ex-girlfriend in a video and he admitted that it was him. So I'm not going to tell you he's a great person at all, but he's also been used by the CIA, I've always assumed at this point, to push their type of propaganda, their anti-Trump rhetoric, their race-baiting rhetoric. And so I think it's interesting now that they've kind of turned the table a bit on him.
Well, I think there's a couple things at play here. People know how corrupt the entertainment industry is. They know how degenerative it is. And so, yeah, maybe they kind of want to jump to conclusions or assumptions, thinking this will finally be the key that opens the door that exposes all of these people for what they really are. And I think, too, when you're talking about evidence, you know, really the question is, were there any crimes committed outside of whatever he was with the battery and the woman? And then, you know, like, were there minors involved? Maybe trafficking is being alleged. But to me, I think it's pretty obvious what was going on here at a very base level. Based off the circumstantial evidence, dozens, if not hundreds of interviews with Diddy and others talking about it, he would have these parties. And yeah, I mean, I mean, we've all probably been to parties, high school, college, whatever. You know, maybe you walk into the wrong room one time and you're like, oh, okay, that's what goes on in there. I'm not interested in that. I'm going to go back over here with these people. I'm not going in that room again. So my guess is, people would go into some of these sex dungeons or whatever. There were cameras in there filming. He definitely probably used it to control people. I mean, I would guess. I don't know why else he would have cameras in these rooms unless that was your goal. Maybe a lot of these big name rappers are just blackmailed homosexuals and they're told we'll out you and your tough guy persona and image will be dead. And I mean, again, there's hundreds of interviews now that put this whole thing into context. So I think in that regard, again, were there any crimes committed? If I voluntarily go to Diddy's Freak Off and I end up in a sex room with thousands of bottles of baby oil and God knows what's going on, well, is there a crime committed? Well, I guess not necessarily, but I do think it's important for the American people to know this is the nature of the celebrity. This is the nature of the celebrity that endorses the Democrat, that hangs out with Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and people just need to know you're going to take advice. You're going to take political advice from these types of people. So that to me, I think is maybe the more important aspect of this. But if it does come out with some of these other allegations, you know, maybe that'll be good for us to kind of have a healing process too.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting, Owen, because I saw this story this morning, actually, regarding one of his exes, Kim Porter. Now she's no longer alive, sadly. She did pass away, but a friend of hers said that she was working on a memoir and she was going to out Diddy. Now, he's always spoken highly about her, so this was interesting. But specifically, she claims that she saw these sex tapes that he had recorded and that she was so disturbed from them. And so that she was going to out him in this memoir that she was going to post. And unfortunately, she obviously passed away, so she wasn't able to do so.
How did she pass away?
I believe it was, it might have been a respiratory infection.
Oh, what?
I think it might have been a respiratory infection. I think it might have been like a flu or a bronchitis or something from, I'm not 100%.
You know, people said the same thing about, Aaron Carter before he died too.
Owen.
I've seen it all. This is a bit of an interesting thing for me. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean,
it's kind of like, I don't know. I'm so anti-celebrity culture. I just want people to know what phony scumbags they really are. Not all of them, obviously, but, you know, most of them are disgusting, degenerate people you would probably never want to hang out with.
Yeah, and they want to lecture the rest of us on how we should behave.
Exactly.
And it's just frustrating. Yeah, I mean, his ex is sitting here detailing, if this is legit and this is something that she did right, they're detailing how she was also threatened by Diddy to engage in these sex orgies, saying that if she didn't, he'd beat her up. And so this is according to one of her close friends that this information was going to come out, but she passed away. So again, concerning, probably something that should come to light. Justin Bieber's name's obviously being floated around too as well, because there are those reports that he did obviously spend, I mean, that's not even a report, it's time we know that he spent time with Diddy privately. So
as a minor.
Kim Porter. Yeah, Kim Porter details that too, according to this. Doesn't specifically say Bieber's name, but she also says that there was a child who was under Diddy's wing, who was on one of these tapes. And so, again, people are speculating that it's Diddy, but then also Usher, when Usher was a minor, I believe Usher said when he was 14, that his parents allowed him to stay over Diddy's house and that he was there for quite some time in an interview with Howard Stern. He doesn't say that he was there for an orgy, but he doesn't deny the fact that older women were somehow potentially engaging in sexual acts with him. He kind of hints at that, but doesn't directly say it. So again, Usher would be somebody I'd want to speak to and someone I'd hope the DOJ, if they're really authentically looking to go after these people, would want to speak to, because Usher might be a victim. I mean, if this happened when he was 14 years old, he could possibly be a victim in all of this. And so could Justin Bieber. Now, obviously, with men, it's going to be hard for them to come forward and say, hey, I'm a victim. I was raped by Diddy. So I don't know if they're going to be as transparent as we'd all hope for, because that is significantly embarrassing. But also, he's moved on. He's got a wife and he's got a kid on the way, I believe. So again, he might not want to come out and say any of this, but this is really important for folks to come forward. You know, constantly we hear all these stories and it's always too late before we could actually do something about them. So I don't know how they're going to be able to go about prosecuting him. If it's just hearsay, any defense attorney will beat a bush around all of that and will kind of poke holes, because if it's just people giving testimony, that's easy to debunk. You got to get your hands on these tapes.
Well, and it feels like it's kind of like Epstein part two in a way.
Yeah.
And of course, they've covered that whole thing up. Maybe that's why they want to keep Diddy in prison. You know, maybe a roll of toilet paper finds its way magically around his neck and somehow he dies of a strangulation and a broken neck from toilet paper. It's a magical thing, that toilet paper in jail. It's magical stuff, how strong it is.
Yeah, yeah, and the cameras probably won't be working either.
Ah, yes, I mean, there will be the camera malfunction.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense why they'd hold him. He's offered them $50 million. He's offered to stay within his own home. So again, why are they, he's not a flight risk. He'll turn everything over. And we know that they constantly allow people accused of, you know, significantly egregious crimes to go free while awaiting their trial. So I think it's interesting. They let him get on a plane and leave the country.
They let a child rapist out who just got caught in Nantucket Island. Did you hear about that? An illegal immigrant was let out. He raped a child. He got released. And then ICE had to go find him, and they eventually found him on Nantucket Island. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. They allow it all the time. In the state of New York, too, there was an illegal alien who literally killed a woman, and they freed him because they considered it manslaughter, and he was on the way of fleeing the country until ICE got him. I mean, they do this stuff all the time. That's why I just don't understand why now, and no one's really asking those questions. You know, Diddy's probably very lonely right now and willing to talk if someone were to ask him. I'd be interested in having a discussion with him right now. He's got nothing but time on his hands.
Well, maybe that's the purpose, is to try to ice him out and get him to admit to something. Maybe somebody's doing a real investigation. It's hard to believe that's going on in New York, but maybe that's the case. All right, Brianna, thank you for your time today. The Brianna Morello Show. Where can people follow your work?
Yep, head over to BriannaMorello.com, and all of our platforms are there. We go live at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Rumble and on X.
All right, we'll stay in touch. Keep up the great work. By the way, Janet Jackson has been forced to apologize because she said Kamala Harris wasn't black. So she had to apologize. You know, Janet Jackson's apology for ill-informed comments about Kamala Harris was not authorized. She said, well, I saw that she actually had been running as an Indian American and celebrating her Indian heritage, but now all of a sudden she wants to be black. Oh, now she has to apologize, even though that's the truth. Yeah. Apologize to the Democrats for telling the truth. Janet Jackson. Sad state of affairs, isn't it? A sad state of affairs. Oh, wait a second. Are you guys saying that that might not be an official apology now? Oh. Oh, okay. Well, hold on. There might be another side to this story. Maybe she didn't apologize. Maybe some PR hack issued a fake apology for her. I mean, that's, man, these liberals, they're just such dishonest, disingenuous people. They'll do anything to deceive just so they can keep power. I don't know if there's been a, has there been a halftime Super Bowl show as good as that one? Honestly, I just scrapped the whole thing at this point. The Super Bowl halftime shows, I just scrap them. They just suck now. It's just all about Jay-Z and promoting himself and, you know, that whole thing. So I just probably scrap the whole deal now. Let's just stick to football. But what do I know? Super Bowl kind of sucks now anyway. It's more of a show and a propaganda thing than it is a football game. So that's neither here nor there. All right. Who do we have on the fourth hour today, guys? We got Gerald Celente coming up. Oh, my gosh. Batting down the hatches. Batting down the hatches with Gerald Celente coming up. Always entertaining. Folks, remember, we have a raffle right now. If you haven't seen it, this epic truck. It's a mountain of a truck. It's one of the coolest trucks you've ever seen. We have a raffle going on, and all you have to do is shop at thealexjonesstore.com. We've brought back a lot of apparel. We don't really sell much apparel at Infowarsstore.com anymore, but a lot of the apparel that was really popular, like the Don't Tread on Me shirts, the Space Force shirts, the Communism Kill shirts, and so much more, they're back and in stock at thealexjonesstore.com, as well as some hats and other items. And so every purchase there goes to an entry in the raffle to win that gigantic mountain of a truck. What an epic truck it is. So you get a great t-shirt, a great hat, and you get entered to win the raffle. And this is your daily reminder to take your vitamins, to take your supplements from InfoWarsStore.com as well. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, a top-rated, top-selling product at InfoWarsStore.com. Tastes great and is healthy for you. One scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion has more than 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, and so much more. That's just one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 40% off right now while in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm going to take this 5 minutes, then Gerald Celente can take over. Can't miss radio with Gerald Celente. The classic rants from a great New Yorker. We'll be right back.
Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today. It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish my small town could be more like the urban slums of California? Why can't there be more trash and feces on the streets of this sleepy little town? Well, we've got the solution. Dipshizzy. By voting to install Dipshizzy, you can help every small town in America become more like the dumpster fire that are the cities of California. Dipshizzy won't just destroy small towns either. It works wonders in the countryside too. By pushing socialist economic policies, Dipshizzy can rapidly create inflation, making everything more expensive. Ask yourself if Dipshizzy is right for you and your community. Because why settle for the good life when you can have a California dumpster fire?
Dipshizzy is not intended to treat, prevent, or cure any disease. In fact, Dipshizzy will probably make your life much worse. Side effects of Dipshizzy include overdrawn bank accounts, illegal immigration, and communist-style government. Consult with your father before starting Dipshizzy. Do not start Dipshizzy if you enjoy the First or Second Amendment. If you're a dude who likes to wear thongs, Dipshizzy may be right for you.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's Democrat Party politics. And Dipshizzy, Kamala Harris, is such an embarrassment that world leaders currently engaged in UN talks and other major foreign affairs with U.S. leaders, they say, is Joe Biden going to be joining us? No, no. Is Kamala Harris going to be joining us? No, no. Is there any way we could get Donald Trump up here? We need to get serious again. We need serious leadership from America. Is Donald Trump available? Actually, we're trying to kill him right now, so no. But really, though, that's what happens with these cities. Look at some of these headlines. Squatters turn Hollywood Hills mansion into eyesore. This is a crazy story. And you know, in California, most people can't even afford it, so they're leaving. And this huge mansion has just been turned. It's like, you ever see the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, the Foot Clan? How they have their little Foot Clan hangout? It's kind of like that. Graffiti everywhere. They've turned it, the pool, into a skate park. I mean, it's just overwhelmed with squatters. They're living the high life, squatting in this massive mansion. So, Dipshizzy. More than 200 vehicles wreak havoc across Philadelphia promoting police lockdown. Just crazy stuff going on in Democrat cities like Philadelphia. Illegal car meetups leave Philadelphia police injured and patrol vehicles damaged. They just walk right up to the police vehicles and start pounding on them, beating on them, beating on the police because they know the liberal DAs aren't going to do anything about it. They'll blame the police. So just crazy scenes out of Philadelphia this weekend. Chicago gangbangers rage against newly arrived Venezuelan migrants as Tren de Aragua moves in. City is going to go up in flames. So again, international gang warfare, thanks to Kamala Harris' open borders campaign. She's the border czar. She's bringing in international gang warfare. And now they're, the people of Chicago are starting different groups to support Trump because they see how the Democrat Party politics have destroyed Chicago. So, okay, it's all over the place with the illegal migrants, small towns, big towns, New York. Oh, boy. A Venezuelan gang reaches New York. Same thing. How bloodthirsty Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua used NYC migrant shelters to build a criminal empire hiding in plain sight. That's kind of the next story to drop on all of this. Because these gangs are well organized, folks, and they politic. And so they've taken over a lot of these migrant shelters as like a temporary settlement or like a halfway house, if you will. And then they can get into like the main house or the mainstays. These are basically international crime headquarters now. These illegal immigrant camps paid for by the U.S. taxpayer are basically like international crime, international gang headquarters. It's what the Democrats have done. I wonder if, Gerald Celente is going to comment on any of that. I wonder if he sees any of Tren de Aragua running around on the streets. He might have something to say. By the way, did anybody hear, did you hear about David Lee? Anybody know the name David Lee? Well, David Lee is a police officer. He also happens to be a black man, but the liberals don't care when a black man dies if he's a police officer. He was killed securing a crash site, taking care of the people there in St. Louis, securing a crash site. A drunk illegal immigrant hits him at 8:30 in the morning. He had already been arrested and let go. David Lee killed by an illegal immigrant, a great American, and the liberal media ignores it because they're scum. But don't worry, I'm sure Gerald Celente will tell you all about that.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, we're showing you what you need on The Alex Jones Show with Owen and the whole team there. And working so hard. So support InfoWars because getting blacklisted is the way of the American world. You don't swallow the crap spewing out of the mouth of a little gutless little boy or girl called the politicians. You have no right to think for yourself. It's the USSA, the United Soviet States of America. So support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the products, and we're all in this fight for freedom together. So put your money where your heart and soul is. You know, listening to some of what Owen was talking about, the migrant crisis. Well, going back to that, like what's going on in California and all this crap going on, it's not only the migrant crisis. What people forget,
again, I know a little thing or two about trends. Some of my books are trend tracking, far better than the mega trends. This one over here, international bestseller, Trends 2000. Tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. The damage done by the COVID war is incalculable. Incalculable. The vibe has changed. People are more miserable, they're more arrogant, they're more nasty. And these gangs taking over this and that, and I'm not talking about the migrant gangs, I'm talking about the local gangs. I'm talking about, you know, 40 people walking into a store and robbing everything. This did not exist before the COVID war. The facts are all there. Yeah, but you could go fact yourself. We will tell you what to believe. So now going back to the migrant crisis. They want all the cheap labor they can get to come into America, or as I call it, Slavelandia. The rich own everything. So again, when I was a young man, they had things called shoe stores. Yeah, you went to Douglas Shoes, you went to all these different Miles, you went to all the different shoe stores, locally owned. They had a thing called stationery stores, locally owned. They had a thing called drug stores, hardware stores. All gone. Finito. Little scum, like little, what I called him when he ran for office, Slick Willie Clinton. Did away with all of the antitrust laws that prohibited this to happen. Now, going back, again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. The COVID war has caused so much damage, it's incalculable. And going back to the migrants and going back to Slick Willie Clinton and setting our jobs overseas, go into any of the chains, because that's all they are. They're chains, and we're chained. Help wanted. Help wanted. Help wanted. Help wanted. On the doors, everywhere you go. They want cheap labor. They're bringing in the migrants for the cheap labor. Yeah, they say, you know, about getting on the presidential reality show. That's only a small part of it. They want cheap labor. I go into Home Goods and people can't speak English. They're paying them nothing. But when they, where they came from, this is okay. So the countries that they left, they're starving. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here to see where we're going. When the chains took over everything, all they wanted was cheap labor. They pushed everybody else out of the market that used to have. My uncles, may they rest in peace, had fish stores, butcher shops, you know. It was everybody had their own little, no more. They want cheap labor. And I can't tell you how many jobs I see that people can't, it's speaking another language, not speaking English. So that's part of that. You know, as I mentioned, you want to go to InfoWars because they're putting up a lot of great information that you're not getting in a lot of places. Of course, with the Trends Journal, we're giving you trends analysis, trend forecasts, geopolitical, socioeconomic, you're not going to get anywhere else. And by the way, as it went on the air, gold was 2,000, I think $626 an ounce. It's up almost $600 an ounce since we made our forecast in the Trends Journal that 2024 would be a golden year for gold. So now going back to the articles, because we're going to talk about these things, because current events form future trends. And tracking trends, you make connections between different fields. As I say as a trend forecaster, opportunity misses those who view the world through the eyes of their profession. So they're giving you a lot of good information up here on InfoWars that is very important to know about. And one article, Russia will be forced to use tactical nuclear weapons against NATO, says former Putin advisor in new interview. You can see this article. It's right up there. All right? Due to the continued Western military support, Russia will be forced to use tactical nuclear weapons, said political analyst, blah, 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 former advisor. All right? There's no such thing as a tactical nuclear weapon. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. Because we're also going to go, as we move forward, to what's going on in the Israel war and how they escalated with against Hezbollah. There's a thing called, you could Google it up, called a SAMSON, S-A-M-S-O-N, SAMSON option. If Israel loses, they go nuclear. It's right there. You could read it. Google it up. Come up on Wikipedia. They have between 200 to 400 nuclear weapons or warheads. We are on the verge of annihilation. We have evil people running our world. As I say, what's your favorite war? I like the Peloponnesian War. Oh, the 100-year war was just so terrific. Should have been 101 years, but I'll take 100. Oh, the War of Roses was so lovely. All right? It's been going on forever. And now we're at the brink. You know, they found like a skull 30 million years old. Oh, no, everything began when Moses came down with the Ten Commandments. Yeah, yeah, I say it, I don't want to hear these stories. Oh, I remember going to the movie back in the 90s when they found these artwork in caves in France and Spain. Beautiful artwork. It was 30,000 years old. John West, may his soul rest in peace. He wrote the book, The Mystery of the Sphinx. He was a writer for the Trends Journal. Charlton Heston, they did a movie on the book, The Mystery of the Sphinx. Because he said the facts show that the erosion at the base of the Sphinx is water damage. So it preceded the desert. We don't have a clue what the world was and how it may have been destroyed by nature or by humans. We are on the verge of annihilation. There was an article, and it just came out. Need a little bit of vino. I like that rosé in the summertime. It's get a little cool out, but I love rosé in a glass and live. Former CIA director Leon Panetta, a warmongering piece of scum under the administration of the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Barack Obama. That warmonger, listen to this, out of the warmonger's mouth. In an interview labeled Deadly Pager Explosions in Lebanon, a Form of Terrorism. I don't think there's any question that it's a form of terrorism, Panetta said on CBS News Sunday morning. Mainstream. Mainstream. The government flunky mouthpiece on mainstream, because that's all they put up there. This is going right into the supply chain. And when you have a terror going into the supply chain, it makes people ask the question, what the hell is next? He's talking about the pager explosion that Israel launched last week. He called it a form of terrorism that Israel did. This is a whole change. Because all we've been hearing is Israel has the right to defend itself. Nobody else does. Nobody else does. I'm a little piece of crap. Nobody else does. They've ramped up this war big time. Last week, pagers and walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah exploded in Lebanon, killing dozens of people and injuring thousands. This is a tactic that has repercussions, and we really don't know what those repercussions are going to be, Panetta told anchor Lee Cohan. The forces of war are largely in control right now. Yep. Forces of war. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Peace? Peace? Well, you're a piece of crap if you want peace. We only want war. And by the way, Saturday up here in Kingston, New York, we're having our Peace and Freedom Rally, corner of John and Crown Street, where the seeds of democracy was sown. The only place in America with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings, and over 70% of America's Constitution comes from the Constitution when Kingston was the capital of New York State, and they wrote the Constitution for Kingston. And John Jay was a judge here, right across the street. So we're doing everything we can for peace. But these little pieces of crap could only talk about war. Not a word about peace. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. And more people are talking about it, but we only warned about it when the Ukraine war broke out. We're trend forecasters. Look at our February 22nd, 2022 cover of the Trends Journal. From COVID war to Ukraine war to world war. 2 days before Russia invaded Ukraine. So, there you got it. And again, that's another article that's in InfoWars. Israel is committing unprecedented crimes against children in the Middle East. The United Nations Committee said Israel is guilty of committing unprecedented crimes specifically against Palestinian children in the Middle East. And it goes on. I mean, the numbers are showing that about, here we go. Since last October, Israel has ended the lives of nearly 17,000 Palestinian children. The International Red Cross also says that more than 20,000 Palestinian children are missing from Gaza since Israel invaded. In other words, these buildings, they blew up. This is genocide. By definition, again, you read your Trends Journal, how many of these extreme right-wing Israelis are saying Gaza's going to be ours? Yeah, we're getting mad at it. So, the thing is ramping up big time. And again, I'm showing you these articles because of the importance of, oh, I guess you got it. You could call it an anti-Semite if you say this, if the UN didn't say it. I don't want to hear that crap either. And I'm tired of this God gave me this land baloney. Well, how about if I don't believe in your God? Can you handle that? Not telling you to believe in mine. Don't tell me to believe in yours. It's made up. It's a made up comic book. As I look at all of this stuff. Oh, this is what King, the St. James Bible. There you go. The king made it up. Here, king. Here, boy. Sit, give me a paw. Here's another article. Again, I'm mentioning these articles because of the importance not only of InfoWars and what they're showing you, because we're on the same page but going on a different page. U.S. Navy told to prepare for war with China by 2027. By 2027. Yep. Isn't that nice? By 2027, the Navy will be more ready in sustained combat as part of the joint and combined forces, prioritizing the People's Republic of China as the pacing challenge and focusing on enabling the joint warfighting ecosystem. Yep. Isn't that nice? The plan follows a congressional report published in July that found, quote, U.S. military lacks both capabilities and the capacity required to be confident it can deter and prevail in combat against China. All right. China has the biggest military, the biggest naval forces in the world. They got 1.4 billion people. It's a very advanced society. U.S. Navy told to prepare for war with China? Why do I want to go for war with China for? Why, what's the matter with you, Salenti? They may take over Taiwan. Hey, what the F do I care? The legal system says Taiwan's not a separate country. It's part of China. And number two, what's this going back to, the Ming Dynasty? Hey, Gatsun, I'm an American. My country's rotting in front of me. The roads are crap. Amtrak train, third world subway, bridges collapsing, homeless all over the place. I care about Taiwan. Hey, all of you little jerks that love Taiwan, put on your Taiwan costume, go over there and fight. They don't have a pair of cojones bigger than a mothball. These little clown politicians. And all you guys dressed up in your Boy Scout outfits, and you call the military with all your little buttons and bows. I'm not into your trip, so don't push it on me. You like dressing up in that drag and going to fight? Good for you. Don't tell me you're better than me. I am an American. I value our founding fathers. Like George Washington, a real man, cat fought across the Delaware, a real soldier, not like little nobodies, presidents that we've had that can't fight their way out. Let's go. We'll start with Woodrow Wilson and move forward. Oh, I forgot Theodore Roosevelt. He liked to fight and die and kill rather. After that, nobody. But loot all the wars they love. So, in making things clear, we have what, where is this here? We had it here. About what, here it is. George Washington. It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world. Observe good faith and justice toward all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all. The nation which indulges toward another an habitual hatred or an habitual fondness is in some degree a slave. It is a slave to its animosity or to its affection, either of which is sufficient to lead it astray from its duties and its interests. A passionate attachment of one nation for another produces a variety of evils. Sympathy for the favorite nation, facilitating the illusion of an imaginary common interest in cases where no real common interests exist, and infusing into one the enmities of the other. betrays the former into a participation in the quarrels and wars of the latter without adequate inducement or justification. Kaddish. All you little slime balls. All you little clown boys and girls. You hate George Washington, don't you? Oh, no, Salenti. You don't want to get involved in other wars? Why, you're an isolationist. I am an American. I launched Occupy Peace. Bring home all the troops out of the 90 countries, 900 bases. Secure the homeland. No more people coming in. Put the troops to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure and watching our borders. And you want to go to war? Let the people vote. Not some little arrogant little kid with a pecker that big like little Georgie Bush. Oh, and now we got little Mikey Johnson. Oh, I'm an evangelical Christian. You're full of crap. No Christ loves war like you, you little war whore. And I'll call that to your face. Get him locked up. Get rid of Salenti. He called me a war whore. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Great being on the Alex Jones Show.
This time.
And again, censorship is the way of the USSA. You don't swallow the crap spewing out of the mouth of some little gutless boy or girl called a politician. You believe in misinformation. We're going to censor you. So support InfoWars because they're doing everything they can to stop freedom of speech. And they have great products. You know, before I get into the products, I want to mention, you know, one of my books, of everything I've written, is my favorite. You get it if you go to our Trends Journal. What Tsitsi Gave Honey Boy. And Tsitsi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. And this is about growing up in the Bronx and with the Yonkers. What used to be the family. And I'm born in 1946, right after the war. So the spirit of the people is at the height. And it was a different time. There's a movie that they did on this book. It's called Tsitsi and Honey Boy. You could get it, go to YouTube. And Doris Roberts, who played the mother in the TV series Everyone Loves Raymond, played my Aunt Tsitsi. Tsitsi means auntie. Zia is aunt. Tsitsi is your auntie. It's a dialect. And Doris Roberts died 15 minutes into the movie, so it's only 15 minutes. But I'm mentioning this because it's about how I got blacklisted in the media. That guy Phil Donahue just died. He had a big show. They took him off the air because he was against the Iraq War. I used to be on Oprah, again, the Today Show, Good Morning America. I was on everybody all the time. I had boxes when they had newspapers. So many. I had big boxes. About 10 of them, I'm not exaggerating, with quotes from me, from all over the world. I got blacklisted when I came out and said the United States had no right going into Afghanistan and that we would lose the war. How could you say that? I said, well, look, if Alexander the Great couldn't pull it off, if the British at the height of the British Empire into the Valley of Death rode the 600, if the Russians couldn't beat them and they're really close by, what makes you think America's going to beat them when we haven't won a war since World War II? Why, you anti-American? And then I came out repeating things that Scott Ritter, who will be a speaker at the rally up here in this coming Saturday, when he was the UN weapons inspector, and said there are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And I'm repeating all the data coming out showing there's none. Boop, that was it. Get out of here, Celente. We don't want you on CNBC anymore. We don't want you on Fox. We don't want you on ABC, CBS, NBC, PR, NPR, nowhere. Got blacklisted. Because I came out for peace. So again, go to OccupyPeace.com to find more information. Now going back to InfoWars, it's the same thing. They'll use any excuse they can to blacklist what they don't want you to hear. So in supporting InfoWars, people ask me, Gerald, what can I do? What do I have to do to help change this? I said, you got to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You're in a fight for your life. And again, I want to make this clear. I'm not the same, you know, I grew up. I pull a lot of crap in my life. I was killing environmental legislation at the height of the environmental movement in the 1970s. All I wanted to do was make money and have a lot of fun. I was living in Chicago and D.C. At 28 years old, I was staying at the Willard Hotel putting my meetings on at the Hay Adams. You grow up. You have to get, you have to keep learning. You have to be in the best shape you can physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And InfoWars has the products to help you get in that physical way. And they have this InfoWars MD. It's a premium supplement line, and you're getting it at discount prices for 25% off, but only exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. So you want to really discover. They got a whole new line of supplements from InfoWars. And what is it going to do? It's going to do what you need it to do, boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. And again, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether you're looking to support your immune health, improve cognitive function, increase energy levels, you know, these meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. And I said, you got to get in the best shape you can. And these products can help you do it. Ageless Vitality, Collagen, Superfood Green, Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, a whole bunch of Turmeric 95. So grab the reins of your health because you're in charge. And wellness, you got to have it. And these premium lineup products that are now available at a rate that you're not going to get anywhere else. It dominates the competition. Great products at a very, very fair price. So you're boosting yourself. And you're boosting InfoWars. And to tell you that I'm not boosting BS, this is the first book I worked on back in the 1980s, Natural Healing. My former wife, may she rest in peace, sold it to Warner Books. So I also have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for the work I've done in integrative and complementary medicine. So what I'm saying to you is from the heart, I'm not, my bottom line isn't money. My bottom line is truth and freedom, life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. Happiness? Get back into your house. Close down your store. Stand 6 feet apart. COVID's going to get you. Hey, how about that little piece of scum, that little arrogant boy in New York City that was the COVID czar under that other arrogant piece of scum? De Blasio, who was the mayor during the COVID war. Oh, you mean Warren Wilhelm Jr.? And I use the name De Blasio so I get the Italian? Yeah, that guy that locked down New York and destroyed it. How about that clown boy? I forgot his name. The news just came out. Like that other scum, Newsom Gruesom, who locked down California while he's partying at the French Laundry. $400 a plate. This little guy had sex clubs. Oh, you're getting up to you know what? Yeah. Making everybody stay home while he's out partying. Those are the scum running the country. You got it? You got it? Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Anyway, and talking about scum and how they don't care about America and only foreign countries first. This is from ABC 27 in Pennsylvania. Anton PA. Governor Josh Shapiro welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the Commonwealth Sunday, where the two leaders signed a pact between state and the Ukrainian province of Zaporizhia. What the hell do I care? And who is this clown boy to decide? Oh, I'm the governor. I'm the governor. Quote, you ready? Before I get to that, Zelensky visited an ammunition plant in Scranton Sunday that builds howitzer rounds used by Ukraine in the war against Russia. Quote, Pennsylvania is the birthplace of American freedom, and our Commonwealth proudly stands with the people of Ukraine as they fight for their freedom against naked aggression, Shapiro said. Hey, Pennsylvania's the birthplace of freedom? Hey, Gatson. Hey, a little arrogant boy. Oh, they call these guys leaders. Oh, yeah, he's a leader. Couldn't lead me anywhere. Oh, Zelensky's a leader. You mean the guy? Google it up. Watch Zelensky play the piano with his penis. That's right. A sitcom clown. A sitcom clown that becomes president of Ukraine by lying his way into office like the Nobel Peace or Crap Prize winner Barack Obama did by saying he would bring peace. They call this our leaders? How gutless can you be to have these clowns lead you? That's what the world's gone down to. But I'm going to keep going on with the clown boy. And by the way, see if you can find that clip of Zelensky playing the piano with his penis. Google it up. Zelensky plays piano with his penis. I'm proud to welcome President Zelensky and his delegation to Scranton to visit the women and men who are fueling his country's fight for freedom. Fight for freedom with more wars? They're not going to win. If Napoleon couldn't beat them, leaving Poland with 420,000 troops and coming back with 10,000? Yeah, poor young guys that died for nothing. If Hitler couldn't beat them, killing 25 million plus Russians, and according to John F. Kennedy, in his speech to the graduating students at the university, American University in Washington, D.C., in June of 1963, the Russian people lost their homes, their factories, their farms, their land, the equivalent of Chicago East. People, they were the first to defeat the Russians. And again, they helped America win World War II, but we won't talk about that because you'd be called pro-Russian. But anyway, this is the language coming out of this little boy's mouth. And sign an agreement with Zaporozhye that will strengthen both states, will do nothing, and force the collaboration for years to come. Who are you bullshit? Always, we're talking, that's all I do is BS. So you're not going to swallow my crap? Pennsylvania looks forward to building a close relationship with Zaporozhye, whatever it is, and we continue to stand on the side of freedom. Hey, Katzon, you're probably too stupid to read our Trends Journal when it was a quarterly, now it's a weekly, in the spring of 2014. See how happy that guy is? Can you read that? Washington is driving the world to the final war. World hegemony is not a right America has earned. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the United States Treasury. Go down and read down here. Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity for Washington to advance its hegemonic agenda. In a speech at the National Press Club last December, Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland boasted that Washington had invested $5 billion in NGOs, non-governmental organizations, in Ukraine for the purpose to, quote, teach democracy. They overthrew the government. We wrote about it in detail. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. And people don't have a clue about this, what I just said. And all of the information is there. You see this picture? This is how they sell propaganda. Again, this was from your Trends Journal before the invasion of the United States overthrowing the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in Ukraine. The Sochi Olympics was going on. And all they were telling the Americans was not to go there. This is from Yahoo News when it used to be big. Security expert, it's not if, but when for Sochi Olympics terror attack. Veteran security consultant Bill Rathborn, rat crap, hopes that he's wrong about the upcoming Winter Olympics in Russia, but he has more than a hunch that he's not. Quote, the security threat is higher than it's ever been in the history of the Olympic Games. Rathburn, Rathcrap told Yahoo News, in my opinion, it's not a matter of whether there will be some incident. It's a matter of just how bad it's going to be. Yep. And we write, the fear campaign worked. Just days before the opening ceremony, a February 5th CNN poll showed 57% of Americans believed terror would strike during the Sochi Games. Remember, the Sochi Olympics are going on. They show America to hate Russia, fear Russia. And as this is going on, and Russia has their mind on this, they're overthrowing the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych. What you get in the Trends Journal, you don't get anywhere else in the world. Nowhere, no how. Because as we mentioned this article from ABC, a bunch of crap. That's what ABC means. ABC 27, a bunch of crap. Network. By the way, they had Zelensky signing one of these Horowitzer shells. Isn't that nice? Yes, go kill people. You go, it was an eventful day in Scranton. Yeah, this is communist fascist propaganda. It was an eventful day in Scranton. As multiple roads closed, starting at 9 a.m., with a heavy police presence. Isn't that nice? A heavy police presence. Oh, how lovely. Isn't it lovely to have a heavy police presence? Heil Hitler! Or Heil Shapiro? This is the propaganda. And this is why you subscribe to the magazine. You go to Trends, Jones Trends, by the way. You get a discount. It's only like $2.50 a week. Yeah, yeah. This is amazing. Though traffic patterns have caused some headaches, folks, we're excited to know a world leader made it to Scranton. Quote, it's great. It gives Scranton a nice atmosphere. I should say people should be honored that he's here. Yeah, the guy that played the piano with his penis. I love seeing him. I love penis piano players. It's great like someone like him comes here, said Ron Kitless from Scranton. Yep. Ukrainians are appreciative people, and it's so important to him to extend that appreciation personally. It goes on here, said Vera, or whoever, what her name is. Hey, ABC, all about crap? How about quoting the people that are opposed to it? How about that? No, we're prostitutes. We're media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. Again, this is about tracking trends. We look for the facts. What's going on now with the escalation of the Israel war? We are on the brink of annihilation, and more deep weapons going deeper into Ukraine are going to escalate this. Again, It's in your Trends Journal. The new edition will be out tomorrow. And on the geopolitical trend, EU warmonger von der Leyen steals $35 billion of Russian money to give to Ukraine to buy more weapons. Washington pumping Ukraine with $375 million more weapons to keep flooding the killing field. It's all here. And it just keeps getting worse. Oh, and going back again, I read you the article that from InfoWars about telling the U.S. Navy to prepare for a war against Russia. Taiwan says it's aware of increased military activity by China, issues a warning, and today the United States announced they're sending more fleets to China, around China, in that area, and more to the Middle East. Again, this is America that hasn't won a war since World War II. And just keeps ramping it up. Yep. So there you got it. It's going to get a lot worse. But again, what we give you, you don't get anywhere else because they use propaganda language. This is from the toilet paper record, the New York Slime. For militants, toll is mental and physical. Blast puncture image as powerful Israeli foe. Istanbul. First hundreds of pages blew up, killing the injuring members of Lebanon's most effective military organization. Blah, 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 blah. Militants. Financial Times article. They call Hezbollah militants six times in the Financial Times. All of the media, militants, 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 militants. How about opposition? How about the Lebanese that threw Israel out since they've been trying to invade the place since the 1980s? And they threw them out in 2006. Why, you're a militant. That's the propaganda, and that's why the people swallow the crap and obey what they're told by their, quote, leaders. And that's why you have to support InfoWars. And that's why I support InfoWars. Because what you're getting and what they're doing, you're not getting anywhere else. Again, when it comes to trends, nobody comes close to our work. When it comes to putting on a variety of information, again, I read you those articles. You can't call him anti-Semite for writing the one about the UN saying how the Palestinians are suffering, particularly the children. You can't call him pro-Russian. You can't call him anti-Chinese by the articles that they're putting out. But these are banned by the mainstream media. You're only getting propaganda to sell war because they're war whores. And on to the markets quickly. We don't have a lot of time left, but you have a lot of it in your Trends Journal. Yeah, this was a headline today from CNBC. Europe looks to be heading toward a downturn as its biggest economies, Germany and France, battle political and economic woes at home. Yeah. Again, that's only the beginning of it. We're putting this in your magazine, page after page after page. We have economic update, market overviews, all of what's going on in the world, week after week. This is serious what's going on. And it's on August home sales drop more than expected as prices hit new records. In the meantime, you're looking at merger and acquisition activity picking up again because the bigs are getting bigger because interest rates are going lower. And gold prices, again, yes, there's Peter Schiff, great guy. He called it, you know, a number of people called that gold would go up this year. Nobody called this a golden year for gold. And again, I very much admire Peter Schiff. Adam Schiff, that little clown over there in California, I can't stand him, so I don't mix up the names. We call this a golden year for gold. Now, what no one's talking about, hardly I should say anyone, Gold is the number, again, we don't have advertisers. We don't give financial advice. Gold is the number one safe haven asset. And now with the geopolitical tensions building in the Middle East and Ukraine war, gold becomes the number one safe haven asset. Gold is on its way to hit $3,000 an ounce, either by the end of this year, I would say by mid next year. Again, not telling you what to do. I do not give financial advice. But stay on top of the news. Get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You're in the fight for your life. And please, come to Kingston this Saturday. Starts at 2 p.m. Go to Occupy Peace, OccupyPeace.com. And please donate. We're a one-man show. You know, we got Ritter's doing great, Napolitano, and the rest of them. If billionaires gave us money, we'd have peace tomorrow. So please donate and support InfoWars.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser, keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.